news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For the first time in more than 40 years, there's a transit strike in New Jersey. Today's walkout by engineers leaves an estimated 350,000 commuters in New Jersey and New York City looking for other ways to reach their destinations. Congressional Republicans are working to pass a massive tax cut and budget bill before Memorial Day. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the package will send a message of stability.
We've got $1.5 trillion in spending. It will be the largest spending cuts of any government in the history of planet Earth, okay? This is a serious, serious move towards fiscal responsibility, which the Congress owes the American people.
President Trump says he's moving to set up direct talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin about ending the war in Ukraine. He hopes to meet with Putin soon. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine today are holding their first peace talks in 3 years amid low expectations. The FBI is dismantling one of its public corruption squads.
The FBI is disbanding a Washington-based squad that investigates allegations of fraud and public corruption against members of Congress and other federal officials. The Trump administration is overhauling its approach to enforcement of public corruption, including slashing the number of Justice Department prosecutors who pursue cases of fraud and corruption against elected officials. The Washington field office is one of the largest in the country. The Federal Public Corruption Squad has handled significant investigations over the years, including into efforts by Trump and allies to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump wraps up a Mideast tour in the United Arab Emirates. He had a breakfast this morning with business leaders and just finished a few moments ago a visit to an interfaith place of worship. More at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
TGIF. Good morning. It's Friday morning. Talk Radio 680. WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And good morning. Be prepared for a little fog in the area, especially outside the Beltway. We've seen some fog and some haze kind of settling in. But for right now, in and around the Beltway and into the inner city, we don't see any problems there. Looking live, lanes are open. Very good right now at both the harbor tunnels. We had a minor wreck about 45 minutes ago. Southbound 95 before White Marsh Boulevard. Still there, off to the side. Not a big deal. There's a wreck on the shoulder on the Interloop near the ramp at 795. If you're coming up from Liberty Road, you'll see it on the right side. Big truck sitting there with a couple of troopers in that area. Some local roadways will be blocked beginning today for the Preakness. So if you're in and around Northern Parkway, Rogers Avenue, Pimlico Road, factor that in. And just got word there may be an incident on 95 southbound at the Capitol Beltway. Prince George's County will be checking on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's not a complete washout of a weekend. The showers and thunderstorms are scattered today. Temperatures quite warm, 88 this afternoon. Scattered thunder showers overnight as well. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers mainly early in the day. By afternoon, we're dry, still warm, 88. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Attorney General Anthony Brown says an independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report indicated that 36 of 87 deaths originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural should have been ruled homicides. In addition, deaths involving black individuals in law enforcement restraint were significantly less, less likely, that is, to be ruled as homicides. A 16-year-old from Laurel is charged with auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with a deadly stolen car crash in Howard County last week. The teen was taken to a hospital after the four-vehicle crash on Guilford Road claimed the life of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith a week earlier. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen and a group of 15 U.S. Senate colleagues have filed resolutions of disapproval to block three arms sales to the United Arab Emirates. Van Hollen says there are concerns about cryptocurrency ventures linked to President Trump and the UAE's arming of Rapid Support Forces, paramilitary group that has killed tens of thousands in Sudan. And Anne Arundel County officials say a cyber incident earlier this year has been confirmed as ransomware. The county became aware of a suspicious activity affecting certain systems within its computer network in February and immediately launched an investigation to determine the nature and scope of the incident. Pick 3 lottery number 273, your pick 4, 4242, and now it's 6:06. Next, it's Style and Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Wednesday, it was a 179 hitter that did in the Orioles. Yesterday, it was a guy batting 086.
And here's Kersey, a guy who hasn't had a ton of success swinging away this year.
Kersey sends one high and deep to right field. Back it goes and gone. DeSean Kersey Jr. now has two big league home runs, and both have come against the Orioles.
That figures. Call courtesy of Twins TV. Guaranteed you never heard of DeSean Kersey Jr. before, but now you have. A two-run shot and a three-run third as the Twins sweep the Birds for the second time in 2 weeks, 4-0 the final yesterday. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde just doing some simple math.
We continue to work. I mean, we're hitting 220-something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe, but giving up over five runs a game.
That is true. It's the sixth shutout suffered by the Birds this year. First time they've been 12 under since 2021. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps faced an elimination game against the Hurricanes. They were tied at one with time running out.
Now Walker with the puck up the middle for Jarvis. In across the line. Here's Svechnikov. 2 minutes remaining. Svechnikov with the tough angle. He scores! The Carolina Hurricanes take the lead with a minute 59 seconds remaining.
Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Andrei Svechnikov gave the Canes a 2-1 lead and an empty netter later. The season is over for the Capitals. Canes beat them 3-1 to take the series in five. They move on to the Eastern Conference Final. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Black-Eyed Susan Day at Pimlico. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey. Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all. It is, of course, May 16th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Howard County makes an arrest. A Laurel teenager in the death of Bonnie Griffith, that fatal car crash in Howard County. Of course, will we ever find out his name? We shall see. Jamie Rask claiming that Democrats never advocated for defunding the police departments. Well, have to fact check that. But a top story here today, former FBI Director James Comey, did he or did he not call for the assassination of President Trump? Comey posted a cryptic message to his Instagram account yesterday in seashells, spelling out 8647. The caption read, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." 86 has several different definitions: to get rid of, to remove. Some even say to exterminate. 47 obviously is a reference to President Trump. Of course, that has now drawn the FBI, the DHS, the Secret Service have announced they're investigating James Comey over the alleged Trump assassination post. Top Trump aide Dan Scavino is calling out Comey for posting a plea to bad actors and terrorists to assassinate the president while traveling internationally. The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is not buying Comey, saying, "Oh, it was just a political message." A political message that he promptly deleted from his Instagram account. If it was a political message,
just leave it up.
Just leave it up there. Yeah. You're making a political statement. Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
"That is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-on message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for, the dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated."
And coming up next, Tulsi Gabbard will find out whether or not she believes James Comey should be behind bars based on this 8647 message.
Right now, it's 8:13. No, it's 6:13. Sorry, Chuck. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Whitaker is saying, "Whoa, good, this is my tea time's in 45 minutes. That's traffic with all the threes, Chuck.
I'm going to swallow my drink whole over here. Ice cubes and everything. Wait a minute, did I miss something? Oh. All right, now, I'm in Annapolis now, and, well, not yet, actually, technically I'm in Brooksville, but I'm in Annapolis looking at the camera. It's Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge, and all the lanes are open. Good travel right now coming on to the main span from Stevensville and then over towards I-97. We won't have the backup for a while. I-97 right now is clear at Route 32. A couple of vehicles still on the shoulder, inner loop at the ramp at 795. That's not going to be a big problem if you're coming up from Liberty Road. Everybody's way off to the side beginning the last couple of days, and then today for sure they're beginning to set up everything in and around Northern Parkway, Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue for the Preakness, which is tomorrow. So some of the local roadways will be blocked. We'll continue clear at Northern Parkway at Cold Spring Lane and through those areas and Northern Parkway at Green Spring. Now, found a couple of things towards the Capitol Beltway. Southbound 95, the ramp to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, That's the reason for the backup at Cherry Hill Road. And then there's a wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at University Boulevard. So already problems from 95 and then on the Capitol Beltway headed around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us it'll be warm and muggy today and a high of 88. Scattered showers and storms still possible through today, overnight, and then tomorrow. It should dry out for the Preakness. That's good news. 88 for your high, and then Sunday cooler, and only 78 on Sunday, but much nicer day. Right now, 65 in Columbia. It is 66 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. A solo camper missing for 3 weeks in California's Sierra Nevada survived by finding a cabin and eating only leeks. In Hollywood, they call that rehab. That's what they do out there. Remember the alligator in the Happy Gilmore movie?
Yeah.
Passed away.
No kidding.
From old age at a gator farm in Colorado. He's joined by the likes of Shamu and Lancelot Link, the great petting zoo in the sky.
Yes,
Lancelot Link.
Matahari. Remember Matahari?
Oh, yeah.
Human remains have been discovered near Taylor Swift's beachside mansion in Rhode Island. I mean, when you have a list of exes
boyfriends
longer than a CVS receipt, there's bound to be some bodies lying around, okay? Experts are now saying that Harvard's unofficial copy of the Magna Carta, is actually an original.
Yeah, from 1300.
Yeah. So they all thought Magna Carta was a Jay-Z album, of course.
Yeah.
President Trump planning to enjoy his 79th birthday, which is Flag Day, by the way, in conjunction with the Army's 250th anniversary. They're saying a celebration could cost up to $45 million in taxpayer money. Better not Elon Musk and Doge get wind of that.
Yes.
Because they could be on the chopping block. Dick's Sporting Goods, you hear about this? They're merging or acquiring Foot Locker.
Saw that.
$2.4 billion. Immediately, the PR department said, we will not be renamed Dick Locker. It's just not going to happen, folks, so don't even go there.
Yeah.
Actor Joe Don Baker, who portrayed real-life Sheriff Buford Pusser in the box office hit Walking Tall, passed away earlier this month. His family just announced that this week he was 89, even though he did other roles, including three James Bond movies.
I didn't realize that.
He told an interviewer what people always remember him for.
Well, it's Walking Tall, and it astounds me that people still remember it. I mean, I can understand it because Buford was such a wonderful person. You know, he was a hell of a character. In real life, he was like Hercules or Zeus or something. He was incredible. I was very happy to be chosen to play him, and I'm very happy to be remembered for playing Buford.
Indeed. I think, wasn't he a CIA asset in the Bond movies, if I remember correctly?
I don't remember
him being in the movies, you know.
Yeah. I think the other guy I remember was, David Hedison, I think, from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Wasn't he also in a couple of
movies? And again?
Yeah.
No, for some reason, I was focused on the Bond girls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's all I was looking at.
Me.
The hell with that.
Well, they weren't in every scene, Bruce. Joe Don Baker.
That's one of the failings of the movie.
$500,000 it cost to make the movie, grossed $40 million. It was based on a real-life professional wrestler who turned as a lawman, Buford Pusser.
Yeah.
So
and
it was
Leif Garrett, the
played his son.
Heartthrob was in that.
He was his son in the movie.
He was young then.
They remade it a little bit later on.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they did, and it sucked.
Do you remember who played Sheriff Pusser?
No.
It was The Rock.
The Rock.
That's right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It was horrible.
It was bad. The first one is the best one and always will be.
There's a lot of shooting in that one.
Yes, there was. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, says that what James Comey did was issue a hit to the violent left.
This is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern-day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
Yeah, to put it in context, Tulsi Gabbard might be a little hypersensitive to this because recently there was an individual that threatened her life. that was going to stalk her and kill her. They did arrest him. They convicted him, and now he is serving time. So I obviously she's very sensitive to that. So the big question here, and we'll get to this here right after the break, is whether or not this is actually a political message. Is this protected free speech, or is this a threat on the life of the President of the United States? We'll debate and discuss. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
So James Comey deleted the political message and or assassination threat and updated it with this, quote, I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. End of quote.
Wow.
So the big question is, are you buying that or not? Look, I'll put it this way. Remember during J6, there were shouts of hang Mike Pence? There was also the gallows that was constructed.
Yes.
The left made a big deal.
Yep.
About that they were trying to kill Pence and that the gallows were symbolic of trying to get to Mike Pence and to assassinate him. And that was part of the argument in these enhanced terrorist sentences that many of the J6ers got. So we have to be consistent here. Again, if you're going to say on the right, if there was a rhetoric that was irresponsible, reckless, perhaps even threatening, then could this be considered the same? That's the question. Yeah. We have here today. And we'll find out what Tulsi Gabbard thinks of whether or not Jim Comey should be charged, arrested, and go to jail. Coming up next.
6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Friday Johnson.
The ride towards the Capitol Beltway continues to be the problem. Three different problems now. The new wreck southbound 95 near Powder Mill Road. They may be off to the side, but that was the late accident there. Just beyond that, there was a wreck 95 south on the ramp to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. That backing us up to Cherry Hill Road on the Capitol Beltway, a wreck outer loop at University Boulevard. So all three of those now giving us that delay from Powder Mill Road, then getting on to the Capitol Beltway and working your way around eventually to the Mormon Temple. The remains of an accident from early this morning, still in the median, room to get by, but it's on the parkway northbound near the bridge at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says warm and muggy today and a high of 88. Right now it is 65 in Reisterstown and 66 in downtown Baltimore. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard thinks that the FBI, former FBI Director James Comey, stepped over the line.
The rule of law says people like him who issue direct threats against the President of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do. any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Yeah.
So that's a question. And again, the Secret Service is investigating. They said they take all threats against the president seriously. So, and the Supreme Court precedent has been...
You know, he's too cute for words.
Yeah,
Sean,
I know.
I just happened to see this on my walk. It certainly wasn't a threat, because as soon as I realized people might misinterpret it, I took the post down.
But look, he's smart enough to know that it's probably would be ruled as protected free speech. As much as it pains me to say that, it is. Now, look, you have a president that they've had two assassination attempts. So, again, this guy shows what a butthole he really is. This is not, it's reckless. It's irresponsible for a former FBI director, for somebody that was held up to this high standard by MSDNC and CNN as being their go-to law enforcement guy. It's outrageous. It's outrageous behavior. But is it criminal behavior? That is the question. Kristen wants to weigh in.
I mean, not only should he not know, he should absolutely know what 86 means, but the left has had a track record of, I don't know why, but they refuse to consider Trump a legit president, not my president. And one of the things they did during the first term was, there are a lot of Democrats that won't say his name. They just call him, then it was 45. I worked with people here in the TV news station who refused to call Trump his name and would say 45, which caused a lot of confusion, because we also referred to another TV station in town as 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were like, what are you talking about? But also, remember when during 2020, when everybody was doing their Zoom interviews from home, and they would make their set and they would put things on purpose in the background? Remember Gretchen Whitmer's home office, where she had a weird sign made in the background?
It's
like 8645.
Yep.
And I also recently saw, and I don't want to say the county because I'm not 100% sure, I can't find it now, so I don't remember, but someone in a Maryland political conservative group posted a picture that a local county Democratic club had a flag flying outside of their headquarters saying 8647. So that is, that's how they refer. We know what it means.
Right. And then look, and it's got a double meaning. It can mean either to remove from office, but right now there's already been an election, and we're 117 days in at this point, so he's not going anywhere fast. It could mean impeach. That's what other Democrats have said, or it could mean to kill.
We know what it means.
And so that is something. But, from a former FBI director, you ought to know better. This isn't some deranged nutbag like Robert De Niro or Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if you saw his concert the other night. Trump is guilty of poisonous, treasonous behavior. They're trying to whip up the masses here. And it's this kind of irresponsible rhetoric that does inspire people like Thomas Crooks or Ryan Routh or whatever, some of the real violent leftist assassins out there that take their marching orders from these kinds of, I don't know whether they're direct threats or indirect threats, whatever. I mean, do you think this is protected speech or is it a threat?
I think it's protected speech because there's no call to action here. Vegas says he's too cute for words. Oh, he just happened to see this. Now, the term 86 was originated, actually, I think the theory is it was originated because caskets 8 feet long, 6 feet deep. All right, that was the initial reference to that. Or 8 miles out of town, 6 feet deep, where it would be the two things. So that's where Boot Hill would have been. 8 miles out of town, 6 feet deep. But everybody knows what it means to 86 it or to kill it.
Right.
Same thing. That's the vernacular. That's how it's used. But I think it's too cute for words for him to say, oh, gee, I just happened to see this. I had no idea. And then he pulls it immediately. So I think he's protected, but I think the guy's a slimeball.
Yeah.
No, that's not a change of my opinion. I've always thought he's a slimeball.
Yeah, well, I've too. But when you look at the history of the Supreme Court and protected free speech, you'd have a tough time. If you were to charge him and arrest him and let's say he's convicted, which I don't think would ever happen, don't you make him a martyr for the left? I mean, I just think that he ought to be called out. His name should be equated with outrageous behavior and shame. This is not the way a true American. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're pro Trump or against Trump. This is it's irresponsible and it is reckless.
Oh yeah.
And I think that James Comey just ought to go slithering back into his hole from which he emerged from. But I just don't think. I think I understand Gabbard's ticked off and she's hypersensitive to it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that think this is a threat and they should be held accountable. But let's leave it in the hands of the Secret Service, the FBI, and see what they think. And it'll be up to Jeanine Pirro, who was recently sworn in. Judge Jeanine. 6:30, time for some news headlines. And once again, that won't go well. Here's Bruselli with all the latest.
Thank you, Sean. Aberdeen police have released the name of the man who was struck and killed by a CSX freight train Wednesday night. A 28-year-old Philip Manteek Jr. was on the tracks near the intersection of Hartford and Market Streets when he was struck. Police say Manteek, was pronounced dead at the scene. Their investigation of the incident is ongoing. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen and a group of U.S. Senate colleagues have filed resolutions of disapproval to block three arms sales of the United Arab Republic. Van Hollen says there are concerns about cryptocurrency ventures linked to President Trump and the UAE's arming of the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group that killed tens of thousands in Sudan. A 16-year-old from Laurel is charged now with auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with a deadly stolen car crash in Howard County last week. The teen was taken to a hospital after the four-vehicle crash on Guilford Road that claimed the life of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith a week ago. Police say four juvenile suspects bailed out of the stolen vehicle after the crash. Three escaped. The 16-year-old has been charged. He was injured and taken to shock trauma. And Attorney General Anthony Brown says an independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report identifies 36 of 87 deaths as originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural. He says those should have been ruled homicides. In addition, deaths involving black individuals in law enforcement restraint were significantly less likely to be ruled as homicides. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Pick 3 lottery number from last night was 273. Your pick 4, 4242. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's some minor slowing now, 895 southbound, but it's only a speed reduction right here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 is still running with the four lanes clear, and most of this traffic in the morning is southbound at both the Harper Tunnels. City Police, last couple of minutes with a few minor accidents. Madison Street at Ensor Street, that's over on the east side, and then on the west side, an accident. Franklin Street at Monroe, that would be to the west, of course, of Dr. King. They're still working on the wreck in the median on the BW Parkway northbound at 175. Several minor things, mostly off the roadway now, but 95 in the Capitol Beltway are slow with a wreck at Powder Mill Road, a wreck at the Capitol Beltway, and 95 now on the shoulder, and then the wreck near University Boulevard on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway is now off the roadway, but delays will continue through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoon's dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So how bad is it for the Orioles at 15-27? Well, listen to this play. Birch Trail 3-0, bottom of the fourth, Ryan Mountcastle at the plate.
Mountcastle to right in the corner. Clemens goes back. Clemens will turn. That's going to be in play and off the wall to the big bounce back into right field. Mountcastle trying for three. The throw from Clemens, and he's going to be out!
Call courtesy of Twins TV. When it rains, it pours in Baltimore. Mountcastle makes the second out of the fourth at third base, and right now it's actually monsoon season, otherwise known as the 2025 baseball season. Birds blanked by the Twins 4-0 yesterday. They've fallen 12 under 500 after just 41 games and are a season-high 9.5 back in the American League East. After the game, Ryan O'Hearn was asked if the concern on this team is growing on if they can turn it around.
I mean, I think it's human nature. But, you know, this is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time. And I promise you, nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse.
Nobody out here is having a good time either. Nats in town tonight for the always thrilling Beltway Series. Kate Povich and Mackenzie Gore will go at it at 7:05. Meanwhile, in College Park, the University of Maryland has named James E. Smith as its new director of athletics. Smith will come to UMD from the Atlanta Braves, where he's been serving as the senior vice president of business strategy. Smith has worked in athletics for more than two decades with the Braves, the Falcons, and the Columbus Crew, as well as the Ohio State University. Now he's tasked with divvying up NIL money between football and basketball. Caps came home last night looking to extend their Stanley Cup series with the Hurricanes, but Carolina had another idea.
Now Walker with the puck up the middle for Jarvis. In across the line. Here's Svechnikov. 2 minutes remaining. Svechnikov with the final. He scores! The Carolina Hurricanes take the lead with a minute 59 seconds remaining.
Kenny Albert had the call on TNT. Andrei Svechnikov's goal, the difference in a 3-1 Canes win, the empty netter later, ending the Caps season. Caps forward Tom Wilson after the game.
Didn't have a lot of clean, you know, every time you have the puck, it's hard. So that's what playoffs is, and kind of aware of attrition a little bit, and, you know, they came out on top. They're a good team.
Black-eyed Susan today at Pimlico. Margie's Intention, the favorite at 3-1. Kinsey Queen comes off at 7-2. Local story, Princess Aaliyah, ridden by Nick Vasquez, grew up in Westminster, wrestled in high school at Winners Mill. I'm rooting for that guy. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it was a tough day in local sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All I can say is thank God for Preakness weekend to take the sting out of last night. And yesterday, as far as that's concerned.
That'd be adequate. We have a Preakness weekend every week for now through the baseball season.
52, oh, you mean for the next 24 weeks?
Yeah.
Sure, what the hell?
Yeah,
let's try that.
Get our picks of the horses a little bit later on in the show. But yeah, it's a tough season for the birds. Again, I don't know. Remember Danny Don Meredith on Monday Night Football?
Turn out the lights.
I don't know if we're ready for that yet, but we're getting closer and closer.
Well, even me, okay, and you know how optimistic I've been about the team, or at least hopeful, put it that way, about the team. And after yesterday, being swept by the Twins, six in a row now to Minnesota, this was supposed to be the month the Orioles kind of got right. Even I'm waving not the white flag, but the red lights are starting to...
Look, for the Caps, it was a great season. It was a record-setting season. The great chase, I think, took a lot out of this team.
It did.
And they have a kind of a mix. Aging veterans. You got Carlson's up there. Ovechkin's 39. The guys that produced all season long did not show up in this second-round series. And some of the time, you got to tip your cap to the other team.
Yeah.
I don't like that expression, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah. But again, sometimes just the other guy gets the better of you, and I think in this particular case, they didn't match up well against the Canes, and if the Panthers hang on and eliminate the Leafs, that's going to be a fascinating series.
It is.
So you know, by the way, the white flag is not out, but the red lights are burning, is that what you said?
The red lights are flashing.
The red is flashing.
Yeah.
Have you always found yourself drawn to the red lights in a certain district of town? I'm just curious.
No, actually I don't.
Okay.
He stopped for all of them.
Yeah.
As he was taught.
Yeah. Sometimes I go through early in the morning. Don't tell anybody. But when I get here at 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes I go through a red light.
Maybe.
But don't tell anybody.
We don't endorse that, folks. All right, thank you, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, Marty is pointing out that Pam Bondi needs to name Mike Flynn and Martha Stewart as special prosecutors in the Comey case. Both were sent to prison by Comey after being caught in a Comey perjury trap. I was talking to Kristen in the break at the bottom of the hour. She said she saw a documentary where Comey, when he was a young buck prosecutor, wanted to make a name for himself. He's the one that sent Martha Stewart to prison, where a lot of people did the same thing and got off scot-free. So no crocodile tears for Comey.
The thing is, Martha Stewart was sent to prison not because she did anything wrong under the law, but because she gave a misstatement to the FBI guy.
It's the perjury trial.
That's all. So she didn't do anything wrong under the law. There was no illegal stock trade, nothing underlying that. But he had a little belt, he had a little scalp upon his belt. So let's hope it comes back to bite him in the belt area behind, I suppose. Remember this. This has been going on for a bit. Eric Swalwell, when he was talking, actually grilling Kristi Noem.
I'm just asking you, is this doctored or not doctored?
Enough already. Byron Donald, on the other side of the aisle, sat down, I think it was with Laura Ingraham, and he said, let me help my good friend out here.
Let me help my colleague who has no credibility. That picture has what's called a caption.
Wow.
The caption is to explain what the tattoo means, so everybody in our country has the same piece of information. President Trump ran on and won on deporting criminal illegal aliens. That's what he's doing. But when you do that, it completely destroys the narrative of the Democrat Party over the last couple of decades, which calls for completely leaving our borders unsecured and allowing anybody in the country.
Yeah, I can't remember the third and the fourth symbol were, but the first two symbols on his knuckles were marijuana and then a smile. That stands for MS. And there were symbols indicating it's a cross, I think, for 1-3.
And a skull. The skull was the last one, which is the universal death.
Right. So that's what is there. It's simply captioned for clarity's sake. Byron Donald then wanted to say, the thing is that this is all they have, folks. The left has no policies. They have no agenda. They have no direction. They have no party leader.
They're left trying to defend the indefensible. So if they continue to do this, they're going to lose. But that's okay, because they have no policy. They have no strategy. Republicans have the solution for the future of this nation. And commend the cabinet of President Trump. He has chosen great cabinet officials who are pushing back, and they're winning the war.
Yeah. Jim Comey's weighed in on this. He said that MS-13 tattoo on the knuckles, that was a political message.
Yeah, just political.
Yeah,
really. So, Jamie Raskin, our very own Jamie Raskin, continues to beclown himself. Yesterday, he said that we got to say something about the Trump line here. What's going on now is these Republicans they're just towing the Trump line, like on defunding the police.
My colleagues uttered not a word in opposition to my amendment, but they all voted against it. Simply because they're walking the line with Elon Musk right off the edge of the Constitution, because there's no constitutional grounding for anything that guy's doing, but they walk the line behind Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and they just defunded hundreds of millions of dollars from community law enforcement and public safety. So don't give me that lecture about defunding the police, which our side has never supported, but really? Their side is just colluded in really? Right now in terms of what the Department of Justice did.
Jamie Raskin, well, I'll tell you, we're going to wait just a moment for you to hear Jim Jordan's response on this, because it is worth the wait, believe me. 6:43 right now, that'll be coming up first, though. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
That's my boy, Jamie. Jamie Baskin. His pictures are so charming. Just wonderful.
Son of an avowed communist. His dad was an avowed card-carrying member of the Communist Party.
Is that right?
Yeah. What's his first name again? Bernard?
I have to look it up again.
Yeah.
Well, either way, nothing need be said. 295 northbound, a little bit slow. 197, they're coming up to a wreck that's still in the median. This wreck's been there since 3:30 this morning, northbound 295 in the median at 175. So they're kind of looking at it. There's a backup there. Just went back down to 95 again after 216 and Route 32 going south at Powder Mill Road, Cherry Hill Road, and then on to the Capitol Beltway. Three different areas of problems. They were all minor, but it's backed up southbound through that area and extra heavy traffic on the Capitol Beltway trying to get around to the Mormon Temple. I would say right now, beginning with the backup at 95 over towards 29 Georgia Avenue, probably an extra 30-minute delay already for the traffic through there. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. A little bit slow on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. And as we mentioned earlier, some of the local roadways around Pimlico blocked off today for the Preakness, which of course is tomorrow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, it's Marcus Raskin.
Oh, Marcus Raskin.
Again, very avowed communist individual and influencer. Weather Channel says it's going to be warm and muggy today. Scattered showers, 88. And then the shower threat continues into tonight. Then it's going to dry up. It should be a good track for the Preakness, 150th running of the Preakness tomorrow. High of 88. And then cools down a bit on Sunday. Sunny, cooler, and 78. Mostly cloudy, 66. And Dundalk, 66 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Better Johnson.
Are you ready for dessert?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's here. Chuck is dessert.
That's
Friday,
it.
January. Yeah. June 20th.
We postponed it for 6 months.
We might do it every 6 months. It might be a good idea. Yeah.
That'd be all right. We just change the venue because we'll have to.
We're going to roast them. We'll have to roast them in Florida after that.
Yeah.
I think we should do another cruise.
I'm ready.
How about a roast cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Corn nuts. You ever have those?
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How'd you get them? Never mind.
Get shots?
Never mind.
Doctor said he'd never seen anything like that. Turn your head and cough. I said, I can't even breathe. Corn nuts. The old Corn Huskers.
They've announced a new snack line called Partially Popped.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's what happened to me?
That's right. Parsley popped, white cheddar corn nuts, movie theater butter corn nuts, and kicking cheddar corn nuts.
Yes, sir. I talked like a girl until I was 15.
Two things that should never be used in the same for a sentence. It's kicking and nuts.
Remember when it's cold, it's corn nuts.
Pabst Blue Ribbon just got the cheese treatment. It's not some novelty gag. Yancey's, a New York-based cheesemaker, has now announced the Pabst Blue Ribbon beer-flavored cheese. It's a cheddar laced with an unmistakable taste of PBR.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm wondering how do you the unmistakable taste from like a Stella or from a Guinness and a PBR?
Yeah.
Don't know. California Pizza Kitchen announcing the new dill pickle frozen pizza. So if you like dill pickles, comes in a crispy thin crust. It's available now at a store near you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's the Preakness.
Yes, it is.
150th. Running of the Preakness, and you know what the signature drink of the Preakness is? The mint julep is the Kentucky Derby.
Black-Eyed Susan.
Black-Eyed Susan. Yeah. Do you know what is in a Black-Eyed Susan?
A stamen, The flowers? No, I have no idea.
The drink, the alcoholic drink.
Isn't it Southern Comfort?
Bourbon. Yeah.
Bourbon,
so
yes,
so
okay.
an ounce of bourbon whiskey, an ounce of vodka. That's the thing I never knew. I thought it was bourbon. Ounce of bourbon, ounce of vodka, ounce of peach schnapps, 2 ounces of OJ, 2 ounces of sour mix, and then you garnish with a orange and cherry.
Awfully good.
Yeah.
I used to get those at the Alibi breakfast. Yeah. They were wonderful.
Yeah. Used to be 6 or 7 deep even before the breakfast was served.
What breakfast? What? I was sitting in the front row.
What, corn nuts again?
Yes. Do we have a second?
Yeah.
I got to tell you a story about my betting experience. I don't know anything about betting tracks and things like that. So
well,
I'm
actually,
up on the roof.
Actually, you bet on the horses, not the track.
Oh, I understand. You don't understand. So I was up on the roof doing the traffic, and Al Michaels was up there from ABC. They were kind of setting up their mic checks and stuff like that. So he comes over, and I had already won three races with some money. He came over and says, what are you doing? I said, what? He said, every time you come out of the door from the press box, you got money. He says, you don't have a program. You don't have a spreadsheet. You got nothing. I said, I'm going to tell you the secret. Come with me. So we go inside. Clem Florio, you know who he is.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He was betting at the window. I was as close to him as a piece of paper.
So whatever Clem bet, you bet.
Clem says, I'll have 2, 11, and 5. I said, 2, 11, and 5, please. Turned around and said, Al, 2, 11, and 5. So between Al Michaels and the cameraman, we were making money. And Clem was doing all the work.
That sounds pretty good.
True story.
Yeah. No, it's you always used to pick up the, Stable Boy was another one.
Yeah.
They had all these tout sheets that you'd have, you'd get out there. And there was my father, who was a big racing aficionado. I mean, growing up in Bowie, we had the track right there and everything. We used to go out sometimes when he got off his job at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the last 2 races every day. But he had his own system. He took the racing form. He poured over it the night before. He had a speed system, a dot system. He had every system known to man.
Yep.
And they just we lost more money than we ever won.
Oh, yeah.
But we did hit a big triple once for $6,000.
I hit $714 that particular day. But here I was sitting up there. I had just finished traffic for the Preakness on WCBM, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I see the shadow come over me. He says, what are you doing up here with that radio? I said, hey, Al, how you doing? He says, if you don't tell me what's going on, I'm going to throw you off the roof. I said, okay.
Great story. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple, 6:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. There's some heavy fog now. Very limited visibility in this camera right here at the Beltway at Hartford Road and extending over towards Bel Air Road. So you're running right into it there for the traffic from 95 over through that area. And then eventually let's see if it's any better over towards Perrin Parkway. See if it gets any better through there. And no, it's still there as well. So that northeast corner, they're getting some heavy fog. There's a report of a vehicle fire, and unfortunately we can't see it because the camera's out on the inner loop at 83. It's reported between Charles Street and the ramp at York Road. I looked at the camera at York Road, and I can see traffic coming over from Charles Street, but you might see some flashing lights there again on the inner loop. Watch out for that heavy fog, though, on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a warm and muggy day today, 88 the expected high with some scattered showers still in the forecast, maybe. Mostly sunny right now, 66 and 766 in Middle River. 16-year-old teenager from Laurel has been charged with the auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with that deadly Howard County crash involving a stolen vehicle last week. The crash led to the death of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith of Columbia, who died of her injuries at Howard County General. One teen had a broken leg and could not flee. The other teens, a male and two females, as I understand it, fled on foot. The male was the driver. He has now been apprehended. At a press conference yesterday, Governor Moore was asked about this particular case, and here was his response.
I don't speak towards individual cases. I think individual cases and individual investigations are exactly that, so it's not appropriate for me to speak towards that. I would also say that I don't think anyone can look at the work this administration has done since day one and say that we do not take public safety as our number one priority.
Well, you have a funny way of showing it, that it's your number one priority. Yeah. One Howard County resident, Wood, she was there, a witness to the crash, and said that Bonnie Griffith did not deserve to die that way and does not deserve to be treated like this even after her life has been lost.
How long does it take to get information for something so tragic? What's really important, these kids that are out on the road driving like they're in Grand Theft Auto, or this person's life and the community's questions and safety?
That's Reagan Nelson, nearby resident who recorded the aftermath, expressing shock at the whole thing. Meanwhile, in Curtis Bay, residents there expressing frustration over the anonymity granted to juvenile thugs, which they say is contributing to ongoing crime in their community. David Jones, a local resident, says, hey, it's time to name and shame.
We would like to have more ability to be able to know who these juveniles are and track them.
State law currently protects the identities of youth offenders, keeping their names, charges, and cases outcomes shielded from the public. I've long argued, and I think, Bruce, you're in agreement, that the anonymity exacerbates the juvenile crime problem.
I think at some age they have to be held responsible for their behavior. And I think maybe 11-year-olds don't, but by the time you're 14, 15, 16, it's time to be named, and it's time, shame has a function in society. And we can say, we got to remove the shame from this. No, we don't. We actually have to make sure that there is the concept of shame, there is the concept of a cultural disapproval of your behavior, that you feel that. One of the things that's interesting, one of the things the Amish do is they simply shun you.
Right.
If you've done something that violates the rules of the community, I think we need some of that in the broader society.
This Curtis Bay resident, David Jones, says, really, we've seen this now, that juveniles have been running wild, running amok without any accountability.
Most of these juveniles are creating mischief and really doing harm to these communities that they're impacting, and they need to be held accountable.
And what happens here is these teens or youths are committing violent crimes, and then they get released right back into the guardians that don't even give a damn that they're out. Remember, this happened during a school day when teenagers were carjacked this car and killed this woman. And so, again, and I don't – look – I would love to see a delegate introduce into the next general insane asylum a bill. Of course, it would probably go nowhere because Democrats would kill it. But bring a lot of, get a Democrat co-sponsor. That's what we need to do.
Yeah,
get a Democrat who does care about this issue. And there's got to be at least one, right? At least one.
Yeah, whether or not they disobey the party and have it voiced is something else. But, I'm sure there are more
to go along with this, to name and shame, and they will get a lot of publicity. We'll start to do our part here. Again, we were instrumental in getting Jessica's Law passed here in the state of Maryland years ago, decades ago. So I think we can help out with that as well. But it is time at least to name and shame the juvenile thugs. And there are some that suggest that maybe you also name the parents. Well, the parents didn't commit the crime. It was obviously, but they're the ones that they're the guardians. They're responsible for their little hellions and that they're supposed to be watching over them or supervising them. Where are you? Why aren't you in school? Why aren't you at your job? Why aren't you at home doing your homework? Why are you out running the streets, carjacking and killing people?
You can't play it both ways. You can't both say that family is the most important unit. You need family support, and say it doesn't matter what the family does. The village will help raise your child. I think it's a familial responsibility, and I think the parents have to understand they have responsibility for their underage children.
Well, you heard the old adage that too many chefs spoil the broth or whatever. In this particular case, too many people in the village interfere with parenting. That is for sure. Coming up next, Ross Baraka confuses himself for King David, and we have a complete MAGA update for you as well at 7 o'clock.
This is Mike One Choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's shaping up to be a commuting nightmare in the greater New York City area this morning.
New Jersey Transit train engineers have gone on strike in a dispute over wages. This leaves an estimated 350,000 commuters in New Jersey and New York City with a choice. Either reach your destinations by other means or stay home.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says it's the first transit strike in New Jersey in more than 40 years. Conservative and moderate Republicans in the House are pushing back against different aspects of the Trump budget package. Moderates are concerned about caps on state and local taxes, while some conservatives want deeper spending cuts. On the Senate side, GOP Senator Rick Scott says the spending cuts in the House GOP bill don't go far enough to reduce the deficit.
We've had a 53% increase in spending in 5 years, and this is going to cut spending over the next 10 years by, 1.7%? I mean, that's not going to do it. We'll never get inflation under control. We'll never get interest rates down. We have got to go through every line of the budget, like I did as governor, and say we got to find savings. We got to do more with less.
Speaker Mike Johnson wants the House to approve the bill by Memorial Day. Israeli airstrikes bombarded the Gaza Strip for a third night in a row, killing at least 64 people. President Trump has just wrapped up his four-day visit to the Middle East and is headed back to Washington. The final stop on his tour was the United Arab Emirates. This morning, he had breakfast with business leaders before visiting an interfaith worship center. Russian and Ukrainian delegations are meeting in Turkey for low-level peace talks. The White House says President Trump's involvement is necessary to end the three-year-old war. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax, on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. because it's real news for real people.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic on weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Had some problems earlier going south to the Capitol Beltway. There were two different wrecks, 95 at Powder Mill, 95 at Cherry Hill, and then a wreck on the Capitol Beltway at University Boulevard. All of that is pretty much off the roadway, but those delays continue and then very heavy once you get onto the Capitol Beltway and eventually go around to the Georgia Avenue ramps. A little bit slow here along 295 northbound. Had the wreck. It was still in the median northbound near 175. And with that, traffic right here at 197 northbound has been a little bit slow again at the accident scene. Nothing major so far at the Harbor Tunnels. JFX in good shape. There is some fog, and some of the fog is heavy north and east of the immediate downtown area out around the Beltway up on the northeast side of 95 through that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoons dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are in the moderate range, all things considered. You have currently 63 degrees in Pikesville, and downtown Baltimore right now is 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Attorney General Anthony Brown says an independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report identified 36 of 87 deaths originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural that should have been determined as homicides. In addition, deaths involving black individuals in law enforcement restraint were significantly less likely to be ruled as homicides. The auditors also found systemic deficiencies regarding autopsies, including missing photographs, incomplete incident information, and inconsistent acknowledgement of restraint-related injuries. Anne Arundel County officials say a cyber incident did take place earlier this year. It's been confirmed it's a ransomware attack. County became aware of suspicious activity affecting certain systems within its computer network in February. Immediately launched an investigation to determine the nature and scope of that incident. Officials say the event may have impacted the confidentiality of information related to certain individuals who received treatment and services at the Anne Arundel County Department of Health. Aberdeen police have released the name of the man who was struck and killed by a CSX freight train Wednesday night, 28-year-old Philip Mantic Jr., on the tracks near the intersection of Hartford and Market Streets when he was struck. It's 7:06 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 273, your pick 4, 4242. Next, it's Time on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds sink to a new low this season with their 4-0 loss to the Twins yesterday at Camden Yards. Minnesota sweeping Baltimore for the second time in 2 weeks, outscoring the O's 37-14 in the process. Here's Ryan O'Hearn after the game.
This feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So,
know, we're going to show up tomorrow. The mindset is show up tomorrow, win a baseball game. And that's what we're going to do.
Next chance tonight at 7:05 against the Nats. The Caps season is over after their 3-1 Game 5 loss to the Canes last night in D.C. Caps forward Dylan Strome afterwards.
The way they played just kind of, you know, we didn't get a ton. And, you know, they got a goalie that's playing like that and has that kind of confidence and you don't get a ton. It's tough to beat them when you get those chances. So.
Tough matchup for the Caps, no doubt. Elsewhere, the Jets stave off elimination, blanking the Stars 4-0 to force Game 6 in Dallas. NBA, the Nuggets force Game 7, beating OKC 119-107. PGA Championship at Quail Hollow, Jonathan Vegas atop the leaderboard at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler 5 back at 2-under. Xander Schauffele 1-over at 72. Rory McIlroy had a tough time. No birdies on the final 12. 3-over after the first round. Coming up in 30 minutes, Super Bowl odds are out. Can you believe it? Vegas likes the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number 2 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Tom Holman continues his border clash with AOC. We'll take a look at oral arguments at the Supreme Court yesterday on the birthright citizenship case and universal injunctions. But the top story here today is Ross Baraka's identity crisis.
Yeah, he's very confused, folks. Well, maybe not. Maybe he's just delusional. It turns out that Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, the guy who decided to bust in the doors of the facility where illegal aliens were being held, well, he gave a speech the day before yesterday in which he decided that he would use an analogy describing himself. This is, you know, quantitatively different, I suppose. Maybe it's a New Jersey thing, Sean. It just dawned on me. Because there's another New Jersey politician who decided he was Spartacus. Well, this guy has now decided that he is King David. You know, the guy who faced off against Goliath.
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it. Whatever they're going to do, I'm outside of the gate. I left already. Now they want to make an issue about me. They want to target you so you can't run away now. It's your David moment, right? Yeah. And now they want me to shut up after they arrested me. This is our David moment. All of us in this room, this is your David moment, right?
You know, I'm thinking, what's he talking about? What's a David moment? And then he clarified it, and my jaw dropped and hit the ground, and I thought to myself, boy, Cory Booker, you got to get the other side in tow and have him maybe tone it down just a bit from King David to maybe the guy next to Spartacus.
Goliath is in front of you.
That's right.
A big, mean, giant with a sword and armor. And all you got is a rock and a rag. All you got is a rock and a rag.
That's right.
You barely got food in your refrigerator. You don't know how you're going to make a living next month coming along. You're taking care of your children and your grandmother, and they're still in her Medicaid. Your child care is too high. Your rent is too much, and your mortgage is crushing you.
The rent is too damn high. Well, we've heard that one before as well. But no, he apparently is so delusional, he thinks he's on a spiritual crusade, you know, a la King David from the Old Testament, that he wants to go up against Goliath. Well, I looked at a picture of Christy Noem. She looks nothing like the stuff that I've seen of Goliath. I mean, she's not big and scary looking. She's attractive and in control and fairly calm. At the same time, she's fairly disciplined about making sure that people behave themselves at the dinner table. That's not an unreasonable expectation. And he and those congressional doofuses who were there did not behave themselves. But Ross Baraka now thinks that he should get a bye on all this stuff because, after all, you know, you don't arrest King David for picking up a rock and a rag and taking on Goliath. It's only fair to respect his exalted position, as it were, and fall in line behind him, become his acolytes, and sing his praises, and just catapult him right into the governorship, because that is what he's really all about there. This has nothing to do with anything other than raw politics. I am Spartacus! Wow. 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here is our very own character from the Old Testament. Seems to me that you were familiar with the guy who rode you into a city one time, right?
Came to work on his ass every morning.
Yes. I say, folks, I didn't say that. Some other guy said that.
I understand that. He says, I am Spartacus. Yes. You are an idiot. Get the idiots.com. Jamie Rathkin, all the rest of them. Don't get me started. The fog, very heavy fog right here. Tidings Bridge over the Susquehanna River. Very heavy fog, very limited visibility right there. So some areas north and east and south and east of the city are getting the heavy fog right now on the Beltway, on 95, and again right here at the Tidings Bridge, more than likely at the Hayden Bridge as well, at Havre de Grace. So that's going to be a factor right now for the ride through there. Had a reporter wreck, still have not found it, have looked everywhere. 95 south was reported between the split, the city-county line, and down to Eastern Avenue. If it's there, it's not creating any big problems, but there is some fog in the area on that northeast side. So, again, heads up for that. JFX up to this point, nothing major as you're coming south from Ruxton Road into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, it is going to be a warm and muggy day today, high about 88, scattered showers and storms still possible through today again into tonight, but should clear out, look pretty good for Preakness Saturday. It'll be dry at 88 and then cooling down on Sunday, sunny and 78. Right now, 65 and cloudy in Parkville, 67 in Pasadena. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
You know, looking at perhaps the most successful week so far of the Trump presidency, he's done a lot. And what a week it has been, the Middle East trip. Of course, you know, you have the deal with China, which was announced. You have the UK deal, and now you have the Saudi Arabia, and then on to Qatar. And yesterday he was in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And I don't know if you saw the big building, the tallest building, lit up in the American flag.
No.
The pomp and circumstance that he has been greeted. Remember, this Joe Biden, the last guy, could barely get a fist bump from some of the emirs and the sheikhs over there. They love Trump. Mm-hmm. They absolutely love Trump. And it's kind of interesting to see how the Mideast might be reshaping and reforming right among our very eyes. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it yesterday. They did the sword dance in Saudi Arabia the other day. Yesterday, they had something called the Khaliji, which is women line both sides of the aisle, and they twirl their hair in unison. I've never seen anything like that before.
But when Donald Trump, actually returned that and twirled his, I was just floored.
Yeah. But apparently it's a big custom at weddings and so on and so forth.
It's called great stuff.
Called the Khaliji in the United Arab Emirates. But the fact sheet is out now. So far, by my math, Trump has, so far, in talking about investment, $3.4 trillion in either new deals or accelerated deals. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of jobs that will be created for Americans and American companies with this kind of investment in America. Who else is capable of doing that? $3.4 trillion from some of the most oil-rich nations in the world. And along that line, he says we're getting very close to a deal with Iran a nuclear deal. He says he calls it nuclear dust. I think he's talking about fissile material. I'm not sure until somebody asks him, what does he mean by nuclear dust? But it looks like Iran, he's isolated Iran. He basically has backed Iran into a corner, so they have no other option than to cut a deal with President Trump on the nukes. And then, of course, the deal on Syria. And this guy is a former terrorist, the new leader of Syria. And Trump is basically saying, hey, you can do it my way or you can do it the hard way.
And I met the new leader of the country, and he's got a strong past. That would be very nice. He's got a strong past, but I liked him a lot. I think he'll be a great representative, and we'll see. You're going to have a strong past to put that one around. You can't. You cannot be a weak person. If you're a weak person, we would just be wasting time. So he's a strong guy, and I thought he was good, and let's see what happens. But we're going to give him a fighting chance by taking off the sanctions. So.
Yeah, taking off the sanctions and hoping that Syria will join him and be part of the Abraham Accords. Remember they gave Obama, what, 9 months in the Nobel Peace Prize? For nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing. If all this pulls off, and speaking of peace, today in Turkey, there's supposed to be ceasefire talks with the Russians and the Ukrainians. Putin's not going, and Trump said he already knew that.
Look, nothing's going to happen until Putin and I get together, okay? And obviously he wasn't going to go. He was going to go, but he thought I was going to go. He wasn't going if I wasn't there. And I don't believe anything's going to happen, whether you like it or not, until he and I get together.
Yeah, and who knows? There might be a mystery stop today in Turkey, in Istanbul, where the ceasefire talks are being held there. So who knows? Ed Martin, the former U.S. District Attorney for D.C., now over at the Justice Department as part of his new weaponization role, talked about he's also going to be taking a look at pardons.
I certainly think that my job as pardon attorney will be to make clear how the pardons work. And I think that no one I think with the standard of sort of reasonableness thinks that what Joe Biden did at the end of his term was particularly reasonable. Now, I happen to think the pardon power is plenary. If you use the auto pen for a pardon power, I don't think that that's necessarily a problem. But the question is, how did this happen? Just like, by the way, many people said, there's 1,500 January 6 pardons. How did that happen? These are big moments. And so they have to be able to withstand scrutiny. And I do think that the Biden pardons need some scrutiny. And they need scrutiny because we want pardons to matter and to be accepted and to be something that's used correctly. So I do think we're going to take a hard look at how they went and what they did. And if they're, I don't know, null and void, I'm not sure that how that operates. But I can tell you I've had in my current position or my position as U.S. attorney, we've had been taking a look at some of the conduct surrounding the pardons and the Biden White House.
Yeah, I tell you, the problem is they might not necessarily be disqualified in themselves. However, if Biden was in a foreign country and had no contact with the White House when those pardons were issued, I think that becomes a big problem, and there are indications that did occur.
Well, he did say that they deserve scrutiny, and I'm sure that's what he's going to be doing. By the way, Judge Jeanine Pirro was sworn in yesterday, interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., and Tiffany Trump has given birth to a baby boy as Donald becomes grandfather one more time. He's got 11 grandchildren now, and again, they welcome their first child with her husband. And middle name for the baby boy, Trump. And that's the way it went down. 117 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Quick question for you, Sean, just because I wouldn't know. Does Donald Trump acknowledge all 11 grandchildren?
Yes.
Gee, unlike the last guy who seemed to have trouble acknowledging one of his. Just wanted that clarified. Thanks, bud. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you, folks. Homeowners are sitting on the sidelines right now, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home, I mean your dream home, you know, watch one of the house on the water, and there it is, right number of bedrooms, right number of accoutrement, everything is perfect, would you go for it if you could find an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s? If you said yes, you have got to talk with Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert. You know, I've talked with Vinny about how he sells homes, and it is so different from how homes were sold 20 years ago or 10 years ago. It's amazing. His application of technology to this industry is just, he is an industry leader in this. He has the answers to your questions. All you have to do is give a call and ask. If you need to sell but you're worried about finding that next home, when you work with Vinny Steele, you're granted access to his exclusive off-market homes instead of searching through all those agent properties that you've been picked over like by all the other buyers. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, and the morning backup has arrived now. I-97, if you're coming down the hill from Benfield, eventually into the merge here at Route 32, that speed reduction has begun after the bridge at 178. The speeds pick up, and then you're okay all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Just checked all the way through Annapolis to the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point over to towards Stevensville. No issues right now. Both sides of the roadway are clear. Some slowing on the Beltway, the northeast side, and the northeast corner of the area this morning has been getting some heavy fog, so you have to factor that in, and that extensive fog was all the way up to 95 up around the Susquehanna River bridges at the Tidings Bridge and also at the Hayden Bridge in Haverty Grace, so that's a factor there. Everybody else is in the bright sunshine right now. JFX is clear. Again, if you're going to be around Pimlico today, they're blocking off streets, getting ready for the Preakness tomorrow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says warm and muggy today, maybe a scattered shower or storm, possible 88, and things are going to dry out for Preakness Saturday. It's looking pretty good for post time, which is right around 7 o'clock. Cloudy right now, 65 in Bel Air, and it is 68 in Stevensville.
Chuck Todd, who is of the left, quite obviously, is having a revelation or two. It's amazing how many of these news people are all of a sudden having these revelations. They've just discovered something phenomenal, and that is the political left lies to you, and they're run by a bunch of corrupt individuals. Well, work on board. We've been saying this to you for a couple of years at least, Chuck. But he now says he looks at Chuck Schumer, and after Chuck Schumer was asked about, tell us where you are as a party. What have you done wrong? Can you please analyze for us what happened in the loss in 2024? We're looking forward. And that was it. That was the whole response. Well, even Chuck Todd had just about had it.
He is among the people that are responsible for this. The leaders of the Democratic Party, the staff of the White House. And I have to say, I find everybody now talking to these authors, get out of here. Go home. You're part of the problem. Now you tell us.
Come on now. You didn't know, Chuck. You weren't aware of what was going on, Chuck. You weren't observant enough to see a guy falling up the stairs repeatedly? A guy who had cognitive problems from like the day one when he took office? Somehow now it's not your responsibility, it's Chuck Schumer's responsibility. News people are supposed to be asking questions, supposed to get into the truth. There was no interest in the swamp media about getting to the truth about Joe Biden during the Biden administration at all for 4 years. Karine Jean-Pierre would stand up there and lie to you, and you say, yeah, well, she said it must be true. Gosh, Karine said it. It has to be true. Joe Biden is sharp as a tack. Why? Karine Jean-Pierre told us he is. This is amazing to me that they're not taking the position that they had no idea what was going on.
The reason why the Democratic Party has less credibility today, why is the Democratic Party in worse shape? Because of this distrust. Because of this, frankly, what the public feels as if the party leadership let them down and let this happen. He's as responsible as anybody else. He was a leader in the party. He could have said something sooner. And he didn't.
Yeah, you could have said something sooner, too, for it. I mean, come on. I mean, this is the problem, is they're not being honest. No, the Democrats were being dishonest. They're still patently being dishonest about Joe Biden's condition. They're still trying to soft pedal it. They're still trying to find a workaround to not give Trump credit for anything. They're taking a plane that's been given to the Department of Defense and saying that Donald Trump has negotiated a plane for himself. These kinds of lies are annoying as all get out, but it's a responsibility of the swamp media, and you quote news people, end quote. I say that because you're not really. You guys are responsible for finding the truth. It was right there in front of you for 4 years.
You know,
right there.
To watch the state-run drive-by media led by Chuck Todd and Fake Tapper and the rest of them now try to somehow assert themselves as, oh no, we were misled. We were gaslit by Joe Biden and the Democrats, and maybe we should have done a little bit of deeper digging. Come on. Nobody believed. But again, and the Democrats themselves, the elected officials like Chuck Hugh Schumer, all up now, we're moving on. We're moving forward.
We're not talking about the past.
We're not looking backward. We're going to look forward here. Come on, folks. We just didn't fall off the truck yesterday. 729 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Tim Call Electric, a reminder that as we head into the hot summer months, and we're heading there right now, we're smack dab in the middle of spring, it is time for you to call Tim Kyle to come out, and not just for your electrical work, which they do an amazing job for your interior, exterior wiring and landscaping. If you need anything from an electrical standpoint, they're the best. But now your HVAC needs as well. So let's get that air conditioner serviced. Let's check it out. Make sure the coils are clean. Let's get the new filter in it. You might need some shot of coolant here or there. And this is exactly what they'll do. They'll perform a maintenance check on your AC, making sure that it's operating, number one, and number two, that it's operating efficiently as well. You look curious.
I am, because I'm just wondering, a dab of what and who gets smacked?
Yes.
You said it's a smack dab. I'm just curious. Yeah, that's all.
Again.
Inquiring minds want to know. Sean.
A little smack of whatever they spray on those coils to make them operate. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. TimKyleCompany.com. It's 7:30. Latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Aberdeen police have released the name of the man who was struck and killed by a CSX freight train Wednesday night. 28-year-old Philip Mantic Jr. Was on the tracks near the intersection of Hartford and Market Streets when he was struck. Police say Mantic was pronounced dead at the scene. Their investigation of the incident is ongoing. Chris Van Hollen and a group of other U.S. Senate colleagues have filed resolutions of disapproval to block three arms sales to the UAE. Van Hollen says there are concerns about cryptocurrency ventures linked to President Trump and the UAE's arming of the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group that has killed tens of thousands in Sudan. He says the U.S. should not provide weapons to the UAE until they stop arming the murderous RSF that has prolonged the civil war, brought on humanitarian catastrophe, and committed genocide. 60-year-old from Laurel is now charged with auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with a deadly stolen car crash in Howard County last week. The teen was taken to a hospital after the four-vehicle crash on the Guilford Road that claimed the life of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith last week. Police say four juvenile suspects bailed after the crash. While three escaped, the 16-year-old has been charged, and he was injured, now taken to shock trauma. AG Anthony Brown says the independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report identified 36 of 87 different deaths, originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural, that should really have been marked as homicides. Auditors also found systemic deficiencies regarding autopsies, including missing photographs, incomplete incident information, and inconsistent acknowledgement of restraint-related injuries. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 273. Pick 4, 4242. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Found some more fog in the area, 83 through the valleys up there north of Timonium Road, Chewan Road, and up towards the Hereford Zone and towards 439. So again, the fog is a factor. It doesn't appear to be so much right at the ground level. This is a high camera shot from right there at the ramp in Hereford. So again, watch out. There's some fog north and east, and very heavy fog across the Susquehanna, both on the Tidings Bridge and the Hayden Bridge for the traffic through that area. City police just pulling up. They have a new wreck at Bel Air Road at Moravia Road up on the northeast side. So far, it has not been too bad for the Friday morning ride going into both the harbor tunnels. The heavy traffic, but with the lanes clear, slowing on the Beltway in the fog at Hartford Road, and the west side is busy right there between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoons dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Deshaun Kersey Jr. is not a household name by any stretch, but add him to the list of Oriole tormentors at the bottom of the order this season.
And here's Kersey, a guy who hasn't had a ton of success swinging away this year.
Kersey sends one high and deep to right field. Back it goes and gone. Deshaun Kersey Jr. now has two big league home runs, and both have come against the Orioles.
Of course they have. Call courtesy of Twins TV. Guy's got six hits in his career. He's batting 115 in 52 career at-bats. The shot came off Tomo Sugano. Here's Brandon Hyde on his pitcher after the game.
I thought he was great besides that one inning. I thought he threw the ball extremely well, gave us every opportunity to win. Just left like a slider there to Kersey. But not many mistakes.
Can't leave the slider up. Let's go up and do it again. 7:05 first pitch tonight against the Nats. Kate Povich will toil for Baltimore. Great local story this weekend at Pimlico. Nick Juarez grew up in Westminster, Maryland. Wrestled at Winners Mill High School for 4 years. Well, he'll ride American Promise tomorrow at the Preakness for trainer Dwayne Lucas, a four-time Kentucky Derby winner. Juarez will ride Princess Aaliyah at the Black Eyed Susan Stakes today. It's for three-year-old fillies, which he won back in 2000. 17. When the Ravens gave Derrick Henry that $30 million deal announced on Wednesday, it marked the most money that any running back has ever received that's over the age of 30. Here's his former teammate with the Titans and now current teammate with the Ravens, DeAndre Hopkins, on the King.
You know, Derrick is definitely an inspiration, not just to myself, but I think everyone in the league as well. You know, for a guy, you know, who plays running back in that age to do what he's done, it's very rare.
It's going to be 31 by the time the season rolls around. NASCAR will be at North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina for the NASCAR All-Star Race this weekend. Hendrick Motorsports' Kyle Larson will be there, a winner in 3 of the last 6 All-Star races. And finally, how about this? Fox Sports announcing their collaboration with IndyCar will continue by placing current Fox NFL announcer and 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady in the fastest seat in sports for the Indy 500. The driver will be 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson, putting 14 championships in the car on May 25th. The fastest seat in sports is a custom 2-seat Indy car that makes ceremonial laps before an Indy car race. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Vegas is all over the Ravens.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, it's early, but how ironic the NFL releases its schedule, what was that, Wednesday, on the same day that the Orioles blew the doubleheader to the Minnesota Twins. When you blow a doubleheader, you're like, your heart just totally sinks, right? So I think that may have been like the coup de grace for the Oriole fans on the same day the NFL releasing the schedule. Anyway, Vegas loves...
So you're now saying it's time to focus on a different bird.
Yeah. I'm saying that the red lights are flashing. Okay. That's what I said at 6:30.
Yeah, this guy is hung up on the red light.
Yeah.
District,
well, it's your shirt today. Anyway, Vegas, here it is. The Eagles are the Super Bowl favorite. They're at plus 650. Mm-hmm. So if you bet 100, you get 750 back. The Ravens are next at 700.
Wow.
In front of the Bills, in front of the Chiefs. So that's, you know, that's, I think DeAndre Hopkins, who we just had on, was kind of the thing that put Vegas over.
Okay.
Now they've got the receiver, the running back, the quarterback. Hopefully they can rush the passer. Boom, there you go.
Yeah, really, they're putting the Ravens ahead of the great Mahomes?
They are.
Wow.
Indeed, yeah. You're the only one who calls him that, by the way.
No, I'm sure that a lot of us revere him. King Revere himself, I think we should just join in.
What are we, Paul Revere? And what?
Yeah, yes.
What's that? What are you talking about over there?
Well, it's focus is going to be turned to football pretty soon in a lot of houses.
I think that's enough for now. Gary,
7:39. Thanks, Gary. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yesterday, oral arguments for the Supreme Court involved an executive order of President Trump ending the birthright citizenship. And, of course, the universal or nationwide injunctions. Now, the court did not focus on the arguments of the birthright citizenship in and of itself. So
correct.
They're not going to be ruling on that. But what they are ruling is on the judicial insurrection that is being perpetuated now by a lot of activist judges. Here is the Solicitor General, John Sauer, arguing against these universal injunctions.
A cascade of such universal injunctions followed. Since January 20th, district courts have now issued 40 universal injunctions against the federal government, including 35 from the same 5 judicial districts. This is a bipartisan problem that has now spanned the last 5 presidential administrations. Universal injunctions exceed the judicial power granted in Article 3, which exists only to address the injury to the complaining party. They transgress the traditional bounds of equitable authority, and they create a host of practical problems. Such injunctions prevent the percolation of novel and difficult legal questions. They encourage rampant forum shopping. They require judges to make rushed, high-stakes, low-information decisions. They circumvent Rule 23 by offering all the benefits but none of the burdens of class certification. They operate asymmetrically, forcing the government to win everywhere while the plaintiffs can win anywhere. They invert the ordinary hierarchy of appellate review. They create the ongoing risk of conflicting judgments. They increase the pressures on this court's emergency docket. they create what Justice Powell described as repeated and essentially head-on confrontations between the life-tenured and representative branches of government. And they disrupt the Constitution's careful balancing of the separation of powers.
Excellent argument by the Solicitor General. I listened to most of the 2.5 hour oral arguments yesterday. Justice Alito basically made the point: you got 687 judges on the federal bench, and you could cripple an entire presidency if you allow this nonsense to continue to happen. Here is Justice Thomas with the Solicitor General.
General, when were the first universal injunctions used?
We believe that the best reading of that is what you said in Trump against Hawaii, which is that Wirtz in 1963 was really the first universal injunction. There's a dispute about Perkins against Lucan's Oil going back to 1940. And, of course, we point to the court's opinion that reversed that universal injunction issued by the D.C. Circuit and said it's profoundly wrong. Now, if you look at the cases at the either party cite, you see a common theme. The cases that we cite, like National Treasury's Employment Union, Perkins against Lucan's Oil, Frothingham and Massachusetts against Mellon, going back to Scott against Donald, and all of those are cases where the court considered and addressed the sort of universal, in that case, statewide issue of provision of injunctive relief. So when the court has considered and addressed this, it has consistently said you have to limit the remedy to the plaintiffs who appear in court and complaining of that remedy.
So we survived until the 1960s without universal injunctions.
That's exactly correct. And in fact, those were very limited, very rare, even in the 1960s. It really exploded in 2007 in our cert petition in Summers against Earth Island Institute. We pointed out that the Ninth Circuit had started doing this in a whole bunch of cases involving environmental claims.
Yeah, and that was a great quip by Justice Thomas. So it's hard to predict. My read on this, Amy Coney Barrett, once again, was very disappointing, basically hinting that no matter what opinions come out, Trump's not going to follow them. So I looked at it. Right now, it's pretty much a 4-4 decision.
Yeah, I will see.
And it just means which way Chief Justice John Roberts is going to rule on these injunctions. And on the birthright citizenship case, that's got to percolate at a later date, but that's not going to happen right now.
Two things. First, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. Second thing is, I do note from yesterday's back and forth, it's fascinating to know that RFK Jr. is now getting voice lessons as well. It's a 743 traffic and weather on the threes. Yeah, wow.
He just needs the carbo. That's all. Leave him.
I suppose.
Leave him alone.
He says Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
You're a big pronosticator. You should have been on him.
I screwed up enough.
That's what Mimi DiPietro used to call us. He said, I can't be a pronosticator like you guys.
God bless Mimi.
I know. I love Mimi. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. 895 now is backing up. Nothing wrong. Everybody's going into the tunnel, but we're slow and we're stop and go right at the O'Donnell Street ramp. And I just saw a guy come on. These people are idiots, I'm telling you. Came on the ramp from Lombard Street to 895 and went, ooh, brake lights. Backed up all the way back down the ramp, backwards. Going down towards Lombard Street. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just, it's just crazy. You're just asking for it if you're doing that. But in the meantime, an extra 5-6 minute delay on 895. 95 is okay. Still some fog in the area north and east of the area. Very heavy fog settled in through there. Still trying to burn that off. City police are working on a wreck at Bel Air Road and Moravia Road up on the northeast side. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, so get ready now for summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, and coolant. You'll be all ready to go with the help of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast for Preakness weekend. Warm and muggy today. Scattered showers and storms possible. 88 tomorrow. Should dry out just in time for race time. 88 and Sunday, sunny, cooler, and 78. What the heck is going on in the background there?
What is that?
Oh, was that you on your phone?
It could be.
Yeah, what do you mean it could be? Yeah. Busted. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry if we're distracting you.
We're doing a show
here on the, during the
bowling?
Show.
No, it was actually MMA stuff. I somehow came up on the. I thought, what the hell is this? So I'm looking at the center of the
line. Hey, Chuck, apparently we're not challenging enough for Mr. Elliott.
No,
he's bored.
We can fix that.
He's bored with
the
show.
Get the hell out.
No, it's just.
How's that challenging for you?
I'm trying to save all the real vigor for the 20th of June.
Yeah. There's an Uber waiting for you in the parking lot.
Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today we've got a 100th anniversary t-shirt, coffee mug. If Joe in Parkville can correctly identify the fake news story of the day. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. And good morning, Chuck, the Whittier.
And don't forget Kristen.
Oh, Kristen, of course.
We talk. Most,
okay.
You know.
Good morning,
that's
Joe.
It.
All right. All right, Joe, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one. Former Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron will host a Shark Week special called Dancing with the Sharks, where divers perform choreographed underwater routines with actual sharks. Okay. Tom posted on X yesterday, it will be fantastic.
I used to run for the Sharks on Baltimore Street.
Yes, you did. Story two, President Trump's DOJ is conducting a full-scale crackdown on a baby factory scheme in New York City. Apparently, Chinese nationals who are pregnant are shipped into the country where they then give birth on U.S. soil. Why? To become U.S. citizens automatically. And their true allegiance, however, would still be to China. Over 300 arrests were made associated with that Chinese baby factory. Story three, a San Antonio, Texas mother arrested this week for allegedly helping her troubled 13-year-old son with a planned school shooting. She bought him ammo, magazines, tactical gear. Her son was also arrested. All right, it's a story one, Dancing with the Sharks. Story two, Trump's DOJ busts Chinese baby factory in New York City. Or story three, Texas mom helps son plan a school shooting. All right, we'll start with Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I'm going to go two.
1-4-2, Kristen.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm between one and two, but I think I'm going to say two. I hope that's fake, even though it's certainly possible.
Kristen goes for two. Bruce?
I think, actually, it's number one, and I'm surprised that Chuck didn't go with number one, because in his youth as an athlete, he specialized in solo synchronized swimming. He was amazing at it. But I think it's number one.
That was at Neptune's.
Yeah.
It was synchronized.
They disqualified me after a while because I had corn balls.
This is, corn nuts.
Corn nuts.
Jeez. Mistake. Oops. Oops.
That got my attention.
Strike that from the record.
Oh, man. Those calluses are really tough. Bruce, you're voting for number one?
Yes, sir.
Joe in Parkville.
Yes, I know that number three is true, sadly, and number two, I think they had those trips to California, and I don't think they were going to New York, and I don't know that they've been busted yet. I think I'm going to go with number two.
Right. Joe goes for number two. Nobody votes for story number three. That's because, I guess, it no longer shocks people. Texas mother would do that. See the tattoos in her face, the tears and all that
really?
Stuff?
Yeah.
She was a doll.
Mm. Yeah,
she was,
that kind of explains it
real piece of work there. Story one, Dancing with the Sharks, is also a true story. Sorry about that,
kidding.
Bruce. Yeah.
Wow.
Story two is our fake news story of the day.
I know I suck at
Chuck,
this. Chuck,
Kristen,
not a surprise.
And Joe in Parkville emerged victorious. Congratulations, Joe. I'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize.
Sorry, Bruce.
Chuck, you want one more?
You sure you don't want that Uber out front? I'll even pay for it.
Nah, that's all right.
He probably knows already. It's on his phone.
Yeah. All right. Use Lyft.
7:50.
Cancel the ride.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan.
Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there. We're selling it too. Cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
7:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Ed Hale, he is running for governor, and he's going to be joining us right at the top of the hour to talk about exactly what happened to our credit rating here in the state of Maryland. Is it clearly all, of course, Donald Trump's fault? Because that's what the other Democrats are saying. And one big, beautiful bill seems to have a couple of issues between now and passage. They want to get it done Memorial Day. We'll see if that happens at all.
No, we mentioned Chief Justice Roberts. He's on several occasions, he's made public statements seemingly taking Trump to task. He hasn't named him, but he said the rule of law is endangered these days. He doesn't like public criticism. He said ad hominem criticism of justices cannot continue.
Well, I agree. Personal attacks on justices are inappropriate. You don't say the guy has a funny nose, but it's not an ad hominem attack to say the guy's decisions are full of nonsense.
And Mike Davis over at Article 3 says, if the rogue judges keep thwarting the people's will, Congress should then abolish some of these judgeships. We talked about judicial reform. So I'm saying.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, the man who knows virtually everything about everything. Just ask him, Chuck Whitaker.
If I don't, I'll make it up.
Sure. And you know what? You'll sign authoritative, and I'll say, oh, okay.
Yeah. Boy, that guy's really smart.
Yeah.
The outer loop of the Beltway at Hartford Road, the fog has lifted a little bit, but still there. They had some fog north and east of the area, so that's still a factor. The pace on the Beltway is slow at Hartford Road, now on the inner loop towards Green Spring and the west side. Not the normal backup, but still slowing as you're moving south from 795 down through Frederick Road. We're under about a five-minute delay right now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 looks good all the way down through Camden Yards. Clear at the junction there at 95 and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
All right, warm and muggy today, says the Weather Channel. 88, scattered shower storms still possible through today, and then overnight tomorrow morning could continue to be a little wet, lingers, and then dries out for Preakness around later on in the afternoon. So hopefully get the race off without track should clear up nice, dry, nice. Mm-hmm. 88. Sunday it'll be sunny, cooler, and 78. And right now we're looking at 67 in Glen Burnie, partly cloudy skies, 67 in Middle River.
Does dew form on the track? At 7 o'clock start, you're getting kind of close to sunset. Just curious.
Yeah, that is a question for meteorologists. There's the horses can certainly leave some, that's for sure.
That's not exactly what I had in mind, but thank you for that.
You're quite welcome.
We all remember AOC.
You lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem.
Yeah, it's funny. Whenever I hear that soundbite, I hear my wife, whenever I take a look at all of the cupcakes she's just made, that's exactly what she sounds like. But AOC instead was talking about how dare you actually discipline in any fashion anybody who's a member of Congress, because we are demigods, and we can do whatever we damn well please. Tom Holman says, oh, give me a break.
It's not okay to enter this country legally. It is a crime. It's not okay to be in this country legally. It's not okay to hire an illegal alien because you're simply undercutting your competition who hires U.S. citizens. So it's not okay to be in this country legally. But President Trump's been, from the beginning, concentrating on public safety threats and national security threats. We don't deport U.S. citizens. If you're a resident alien, you're here on a green card, you have certain rules when you get the resident alien card. You got to obey those rules. You can't violate the law because even resident aliens can be deported if they commit certain felonies or many misdemeanors. There's laws on the books which every resident alien who gets a green card knows what those rules are.
Yeah, and by the way, if a mother who is an illegal alien is deported from this country and she chooses to take her infant with her, we are not deporting the infant. We're respecting the role of the family and the determination of the parent in that situation. That's a lie currently being told by the Democrats. Holman says, basically, you end up with a question. If you are an illegal alien, you know, should you stay or should you go?
First of all, you can't intimidate me. Come on, give me a break. You know, I was enforcing it. I was wearing a green uniform, Border Patrol agent, for 5 years before she was even born. I had more than three decades enforcing immigration law before she became a member of Congress. I worked for six presidents. I've seen policies. I've seen hundreds of policies. Some worked, some didn't. But you can't deny the success of the Trump administration when it comes to border security. Again, the most secure border in the history of this nation.
Yeah, it really is. I think you have to go back to the Eisenhower administration to find an administration that had any interest whatsoever in securing our border to the degree that that this administration is. And they had a slightly different circumstance in that during World War II, a whole lot of people came north, but they were allowed into this country because of the war effort. After the war, Eisenhower said, we need veterans to have places for jobs. You guys have got to go home right now. So it's a different circumstance. Now, the problem still is you have people in this country illegally who are working either under the table or using somebody else's Social Security number, and they're undercutting the cost of American workers who are glad to do the job, but not for like 50 cents an hour. It's that straightforward. Holman says that, you know, you can oppose what they're doing at ICE. You can rail against it. You can talk about it. You can even pretend like Russ Baraka that you were, you know, David taking on Goliath. All that's fine. But once you pick up that sling and that stone and start firing at the members of ICE, you have an issue.
You can not support ICE. Shame on you. You can support sanctuary cities. Shame on you. But you can't cross the line. You can't knowingly impede ICE law enforcement officers. That is a felony. You can't harbor and conceal, knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from ICE. That is a felony. And you certainly can't commit criminal trespass.
Yeah, that's it. It's that simple. It's, this is not, you know, it's not brain science. It's not, you know, heart surgery. And whatever, you know, it's just
Well, it's just you know, we've got the public safety issue. Also, American taxpayers are getting reamed by illegal households. The numbers are out from the FAIR organization, so maybe we'll share those in the next hour.
Yeah. All right. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say "I love you," or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or maybe hearing parts of conversations with old friends? And losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Whether it's you or your spouse, your mom, dad, brother, sister, whatever the situation might be, whether it's your son or daughter or grandson, granddaughter, it happens at any age. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metropolitan area. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com or call them 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates.
It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Republicans in the House are trying to work out differences among themselves as they try to advance President Trump's bill of tax breaks, spending cuts, and beefed up border security. Democrats are united in opposition, but the GOP remains divided. Fiscal conservatives worry the bill doesn't cut Medicaid spending enough.
while Republicans from competitive swing states warn that they can't support a bill that would jeopardize access to health coverage and food assistance for constituents. Russia and Ukraine today holding their first direct peace talks in 3 years.
The two sides are gathering in Istanbul for Turkish brokered negotiations, but officials and observers expect them to yield little immediate progress on stopping the more than three-year war. A Ukrainian delegation, led by the defense minister, is due to meet with a low-level Russian team headed by a presidential aide. The latest push to end the fighting got off to a rocky start on Thursday when Russian President Vladimir Putin spurned an offer by Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to meet face-to-face. Delegations from the two countries also flew to different Turkish cities and put together teams of significantly different diplomatic heft for possible talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A brain-dead pregnant woman in Georgia is being kept on life support for 3 months by the hospital to allow enough time for the baby to be born. The family of the 30-year-old woman says doctors have told them they are not allowed to remove her from breathing devices because of the state's abortion law. Removing breathing tubes would likely kill the unborn baby. New Jersey transit engineers walked off the job this morning, complicating the travel plans of hundreds of thousands of commuters in the greater New York City area. Dow futures ahead 170. More details at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage. Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans. Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming down I-97 from Millersville, then eventually towards Annapolis, right at the bottom of the hill from Benfield Boulevard, coming down to Route 32, that's where the slowdown begins. It goes from there, and it gets finally better after the bridge at Route 178. It's going to take an extra 7 or 10 minutes or so just to get through there. It's a speed reduction. That's all it is. The roadway conditions are dry. And then through Annapolis, no problems at all. We're clear at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point and over towards the Severn River Bridge. Some slowing on the Beltway. Some areas still getting some fog north and east of the area, especially up around the bridges at the Susquehanna. Some very heavy fog earlier at the Haydom Bridge and also at the Tidings Bridge. You'll have some slowing. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Southbound 895 has been back and forth around O'Donnell Street. 95 was busy. All four lanes open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoons dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 65 degrees. Ellicott City, also 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Anne Arundel County officials say a cyber incident earlier this year has been confirmed as a ransomware attack. The county became aware of suspicious activity affecting certain systems within its computer network in February and immediately launched an investigation to determine the nature and scope of the incident. Aberdeen police have released the name of the man who was struck and killed by a CSX freight train Wednesday night. 28-year-old Philip Mantic Jr. was on the tracks near the intersection of Hartford and Market Streets when he was struck. Police say Mantic was pronounced dead at the scene. Their investigation of the incident is ongoing. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen and a group of other U.S. senators have filed resolutions of disapproval to block three arms sales to the UAE. Van Hollen says there are concerns about cryptocurrency ventures linked to President Trump and the UAE's arming of the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group that has killed tens of thousands in Sudan. A 16-year-old from Laurel is charged with auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with a deadly stolen car crash in Howard County last week. The teen was taken to the hospital after the four-vehicle crash on Guilford Road claimed the life of 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith last week. Police say four juvenile suspects bailed. They did catch the one 16-year-old. He had been charged, was injured, and he was taken to shock trauma. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 273. Your pick 4 was 4242. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Bird's going to try to turn that page tonight at Camden Yards when the Nats come to town. Beltway Series begins at 7:05 with Cade Povich on the hill. The latest gut punch to Baltimore, administered by the Twins yesterday, 4-0. Another series sweep at the hands of Minnesota. Was it a gut punch, Ryan O'Hearn, or was it something else?
This feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So, we're show up tomorrow. The mindset is show up tomorrow, win a baseball game. And that's what we're going to do.
Caps also felt that way last night. Their season ended by the Hurricanes. 3-1 was the final at Capital One Arena. Tom Wilson in the postgame.
So that's what playoffs is, and kind of aware of attrition a little bit. And, you know, they came out on top. They're a good team.
PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Jonathan Vegas atop the leaderboard at 7-under. Scheffler is 2-under. Schauffele 1-over. And Rory McIlroy is 3-over. And finally, a gem not to go unnoticed this morning was thrown on Wednesday in a state high school regional championship softball game. The Delaney Lions, or Lionesses, as Sean Casey so aptly pondered the other day, shut out a very good Catonsville Comet team, 13-0 in 5 innings. It was the 10-run rule. The gem was tossed by Maddie Mad Dog Shuffle. She throws a perfect game. 5 innings pitched, no runs, no hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. The first ever of her career. On to the States now for Delaney High. Coming up in 30 minutes, the morning drive picks the Preakness. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As we have been discussing since yesterday, Maryland's pristine financial reputation took a major hit when Moody's lowered Maryland's coveted AAA bond status to AA1, and of course, the hilarity ensued.
Yeah.
Governor Moore addressing this yesterday at a press conference.
It's a slight regional downgrade. It is very clear that the impact of the Trump administration, that the impact it is having on the D.C. region and on Maryland, by extension, is real and it is severe.
Okay, wait, I got a question for you, Sean. This region, does it include Delaware?
Yes.
In his definition?
I don't know. You have to ask the governor that. But we'll ask Ed Hale. He's with us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Ed Hale, senior, the owner of the Baltimore Blast, Baltimore businessman. Ed, your reaction to the news in Moody's has now downgraded our credit rating.
Well, what the governor did say yesterday, I don't believe that anybody believes that at all. It is what it is. This is a symptom of how the state is being run now. And I have Governor Schaefer was on my bank board for many years up until he passed. And one of the coveted things that they wanted done all the time was to keep the Moody's rating up so that our borrowing would be good and we'd be an attractive place for people to invest their money. That is now in doubt.
Okay, now for clarity's sake, because some folks don't understand the relationship here. If the rating goes from, as it has, from AAA down to AA plus,
AA1,
that means it costs us more money to borrow. Is that right? We're not as good at credit risk?
That's correct. You know, it's your credit score goes down, your interest rate goes up. That's what happens. So everybody can look at that on simple terms. Your credit rating is going to be, it will be determinative of the of what your rate you're going to be paying, and that's very important to anything that you do with infrastructure. If you're going to, I don't know if it's got any effect on the bridge, for example, but all the roads. When's the last time you saw a road paved around here? Not many places.
Yeah, now you announced last week you were running for governor in 26 as a Democrat. What would you have done differently than Governor Moore regarding this situation?
Well, you've got to keep this pristine rating that's been around for decades. All the rating agencies have been very high for it as long as I can remember, but everybody talked about it. Even Governor Mandel, I remember that's a little bit before my time really understanding this, was always very, very, he was focused in on keeping that up because of the cost of borrowing. And they were into it. You have to make sure that you keep your fiscal, your state in order, just like you do at home, no different. And, you know, there's a bunch of things that are going on here that don't really look too good.
Okay, Ed, they're all saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. No, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. When we eventually, under some governor, you perhaps, get back the AAA rating, does it make it more difficult to get back to that AAA? Because we've been at AA2-1?
Well, I think you got to roll your sleeves up and get right to it. You have to, you know, get into keeping people here, retaining businesses. You can't have, I just heard just now on Fox Business Channel that the FBI is out. They're cutting the budget of the FBI $500 million. That means they're not going to be coming here to the state of Maryland, into Greenbelt. Six Flags leaves, the Commanders leave. Underneath that, what's happening with the businesses that are under that are really unknown, not as big and noticeable as those three entities? What's happening? And you have to fix this and get back to job creation. And I'm hearing that he wants to do a tech tax. I'm part owner of a tech company, and that would have a dampening effect on us doing anything more in Maryland. We would probably pick up and move and go to Delaware.
All right, more with Ed Hale Sr. on the Moody's downgrading of our credit rating in just a moment.
8:13 now, though. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I can get you a good spot in Brooksville, Florida, too, Ed, by the way, if you want to move that company down to Maryland. So, just down the hall from where I am here.
He has a guest room.
Right, and you can live at my house. It's perfectly fine. We live on a golf course. Southbound 95.
That would be fun.
It would. It would. We can talk some business at 9 o'clock. Leave here.
All right. My private back channel for your business dealings. Okay, buddy.
That's my opportunity.
That's an annoyance, Chuck.
Thank you. Southbound 95, a little bit slow. Four lanes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing out of the ordinary. Down at 395, the pace is good going south of Camden Yards. And even 895 now has cleared out and much better at the Old Harbor Tunnel. One slow pocket on the west side now. It's mostly between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says warm and muggy today. Scattered showers, high of 88. It's 69 in Sparrows Point, 70 in Severn. On our Newsmaker hotline, Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale Sr., who announced he's running for governor as a Democrat in the 26th gubernatorial race. We're talking about the Moody's credit rating downgrade. They cited economic and financial underperformance compared to AAA rated states. And part of that, Ed, has got to be the spending part of the equation. There are three major projects right now that are being blamed for this. Blueprint for the Future, which is going to cost us billions of dollars. The Red Line, and of course the Climate Control Act of 2022, and the energy mismanagement on the part of the governor and others. So let's start with a blueprint. What should have been done there?
I really don't know about that. I'm going to find out about it. I can talk about the Red Line.
Please.
I lived in Canton. I helped rebuild Canton with my bank. I did billions of dollars worth of investments and loans in Canton, including my tower. I cleaned up the Exxon refinery. If you're going to put that the Red Line through and you can't afford to do it, if in the absence of having a good fiscally sound state, where are you going to get the money to do that, number one? So why not to look at the alternative? I'm a transportation guy, too. Why not get a bunch of articulating buses until you can get your fiscal things in order at the state, and get a bunch of buses and do it that way if you want to run across the city. And, I just don't understand the rationality of even thinking about this. And, I lived in Canton. I helped develop it, and I just don't understand what the rationale is for doing that. And in the absence of that, get buses. Get more buses.
Okay, Ed, you talked about getting your fiscal house in order, and the spending is a big part of it. Revenue, obviously, is the other part. So the state is now in a situation where they have to keep raising taxes on us to pay for what many would consider to be profligate spending. How do you get that spending in order when you have a Democrat-controlled, very leftist Democrat-controlled House of Delegates and State Senate who aren't going to be inclined to say, oh, yeah, cut my favorite pork barrel project?
Well, I think that they've got to be talked to. Governor Schaefer, when he was there, I would talk to him about that. And he says it was a difficult situation dealing with them, and it doesn't appear that it's gotten any better. I think that I'm a plain speaking person. I've been told I'm pretty authentic. I'd like to get with him just to speak with common sense and pragmatism. What do you do to get this straight? We cannot continue to do this. This is going down. It's circling the drain. We can't continue this. And I'd like to at least talk to him.
Right. You had mentioned at the outset that you weren't sure how the bond rating would affect the rebuilding of the key bridge. I don't know if the federal funding is going to be there. I guess the insurance company eventually is going to pay off some of this, but wouldn't you have to raise bonds since that is a huge infrastructure development project? And wouldn't that it'd be more expensive now? Just as
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen, and this is going to have a dampening effect on this. The fact that we have to borrow at a higher rate now is going to be very bad. And I remember calling you guys, and we spoke about it when I was in your station last week. Why is this not underway? Has this moved ahead at a quicker pace? Why have we not sued everybody that was involved with this? And you start the legal chain going. I'm not sure if they have or they haven't. But we have the largest, law firm in the state, the Attorney General's office. Why are they not picking people, civil lawyers, to go out there and sue everybody and get this going? Because if you wait, it's never going to get any better. You got to do it now.
And by the way, Fitch has come out with its AAA credit rating, and Maryland retains the Fitch AAA credit rating. I haven't seen the Standard & Poor yet.
Yeah.
But is there one that carries more weight than the other, Ed?
Moody's is number one. I know.
That's what I had thought.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Ed Hale Sr., thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate talking with you. I'm sure we'll be speaking with you about these issues in greater detail in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. I would imagine he already has the morning drive bump. Whenever somebody's a potential candidate shows up on the morning drive, there's an immediate bump in their support.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and so many people have launched their candidacies here.
Yeah.
And for governor, for Congress, for Senate, et cetera. So you never know what's going to happen. But by the way, there is another competitor. I think Green Party. I can't remember the guy's name, but I'll find it for you. But he announced yesterday as well.
Mean Joe?
No. Gangrene.
Gangrene?
Gangrene is now running against Westmore. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, is with us once again. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Indeed. So what's new in the real estate world this week?
You know, Sean, the story is similar to what we've been discussing over the past couple of weeks. We're slowly starting to see this transition from a seller's market into a buyer's market with inventory increasing. Buyers taking a little bit longer to make decisions. Home sellers realizing that it's not the same market that we were in last year. And buyers trying to get out in front of the proposed interest rate cut.
Okay, Vinny, that being the case, it sounds like we're going to get back to a more normal market coming up shortly, like the real estate markets we were used to seeing before 2010. I'm sorry, before 2020.
Oh, yeah, before 2020, yeah, Bruce. You know, in a lot of ways, yes, but with one exception, and that's inventory. You know, we're still off about 25% from the inventory that we saw back then, but the shift is going to be good for the market overall. You know, a healthy real estate market is one that's a little bit more balanced, where price appreciation is modest, buyers have options to choose from. You know, one of the challenges buyers were facing in the seller's market is home affordability. So the good news with a shifting market is first-time buyers and buyers with a house to sell are starting to feel a little bit more optimistic.
Well, that's good news. So, Vinny, what's your advice to the home sellers out here that the need to sell before they make a purchase?
You know, Sean, the first thing to understand is that it is a different market than what it was just 6 months ago. So even though you may know somebody on your block that sold their home last year, your experience may be completely different. Buyers in this market are looking for as close to perfection as possible. They know that they have a little bit more time to look around, and they're not pressed to make a decision right away.
I would also think that working with those sellers to get their homes ready is critical, especially now.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. You know, I agree. So for our as-is sellers, making simple improvements like just clearing out unwanted items or doing a deep clean can really go a long way. When we do our initial consultation, we're really sensitive to the fact that home sellers shouldn't be spending money that they don't need to. So careful planning is key. So if you'd like me to come out, take a look at your home, give you some tips on what to do to get your price that we can guarantee upfront and in writing, you can give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515, or you can always visit us on the web at vinnysteele.com.
Great, Vinny. Have a great, wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Preakness. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Speaking of the Preakness, a lot of roadways already blocked off in that area. Pimlico Road, Winter Avenue, Rogers Avenue. They're going to be blocked through the day tomorrow. And then they'll try to wrap up everything, of course, on Sunday and reopen those streets. Right now, Northern Parkway will remain open. Greenspring Avenue, sections of Belvedere Avenue may be affected during the day tomorrow. So just a heads up, it all begins today. Parkville side of the Beltway, the fog is gone. The traffic is pretty much gone on the outer loop. Very nice right now through there. The inner loop at Greenspring looks good. And we're okay on the west side now. That's getting better from I-70 and Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, a warm and muggy today, scattered showers, maybe 88, and then still possible tonight and overnight. But tomorrow should dry out eventually for Preakness. Saturday, 88, the expected high. Sunday will be sunny and cooler and a low of 78 degrees. Right now, 70 in Severn, and it is 70 in Glen Burnie. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Fine, sir. Well,
I didn't know if you guys knew about the little state project that has failed up in the Bel Air area on Route 24.
No.
We had a nice diner there, beautiful diner, great food. They forced him to close because they wanted the property. They bought the Walgreens or the CVS that was there, its property, and forced Lazy Boy to move and took that property to build a brand new courthouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, the property is up for sale.
Oh, no. Wow.
Because they don't have the funds to continue the project. Now, I'm curious how many projects the state is just stopping because, well, they're officially broke.
That's a good question.
Well, not according to the governor. The governor says there's now a $3 billion surplus, $3.3 billion.
How'd that happen?
Dollar surplus because, you know, they dipped into the rainy day fund and all sorts of stuff to make that happen. So I imagine, I don't know if they canceled them, Mike. They may be put on pause right now. They're waiting to see. Waiting to see what comes out of this one big, beautiful bill, which we'll discuss in about 10 minutes.
Then why would they sell the property? If they're just going to put it on hold, why would they say, well, we're just going to postpone it. We're going to still hold the property, the ideal location, blah blah blah. So they condemned it, they bought it, they've cleared it, at least a step, and now they're going to sell it.
All the buildings are still there. All the buildings are still there. So they haven't even gone into the demo, and they forced everybody out about 2 years ago, and the construction was supposed to start right away, and it never has.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. We'll throw it out there, see if anybody else has noticed the same thing that you have, Mike. Thanks for calling into the program. Appreciate that. By the way, Andy Ellis is the Green Party candidate who announced yesterday he's throwing his hat into the ring of growing challengers to Governor Westmore. Speaking of which, Delegate Nino Mangione reacting to the Moody's. We had him on yesterday. Yep. So did Kim. But he was on Fox 45 last night talking about the failed leadership of this governor and the progressive Marxist running the General Insane Asylum.
It's absurd to blame anybody else but their failed leadership. Governor Hogan, when he left office, he left the Democrat supermajority billions in surplus. And the very first thing the governor did, the very first thing, is he came in, the Democrats, they raided the rainy day fund.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, again, this is just absolute nonsense that you have Trump, of course, being blamed for this.
Yeah.
And it's just, but that's typical. Orange man.
Pass the buck.
Orange man bed, indeed. It's 8:27. Time now to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. Well, this is fairly evident, actually, but it's a further example of why some people should simply hang it up once they realize they're past the point of no return. Please come into the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, and watch as the Democratic clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps. Boy, I tell you, she teaches a class in elocution. That actually, all you have to do is what she does, and you'll never be able to speak in public again.
Since the first day of the Trump administration, members of Congress and the American public have demanded transparency and accountability regarding the economic calamity this regime has caused.
Uh-huh.
We've been met with flat, outright lies.
You're not off to a real good start.
The United States economy shrank with our gross domestic product. You are also the face of what the Wall Street Journal has described as, and I quote, the dumbest trade war in history. But in public, you've twisted yourself into a presto.
Yes, you've. The Wall Street Journal says
someone get her some new choppers.
You have twisted yourself into a presto. There's nothing worse than a twisted presto, we all know. Thank you, Maxine Waters. Anything else you want to add? Any attributions? Because we know that attributions are very important. You want to make sure you haven't quoted anybody without saying you've quoted that individual. Anything at all?
They know, quote, better to quote, unquote, quote, quote, unquote, and quote, quote, unquote, and quote, unquote.
Oh. Okay, then. Thanks for clearing that up. Maxine Waters, please get back into the crown clar and get yourself
out. Rest well, ma'am. 8:29. Krista, wanted to weigh in here quickly.
Let me just say real quick, back to Mr. Hale's interview. You know, it's so common sense. Look, I'm not a business person, and I wouldn't know how to do it. But there are accomplished businessman like him, who know, you heard him, you just have to talk to people. You have to work on it. This isn't like something that just happened that Westmore couldn't control. My aunt served as a county commissioner for many decades in Carroll County. I remember her talking about traveling to New York, dealing with Moody's. That was how I first even learned that that was a thing, that a government could have a bond rating. And she wanted to make sure that she had the best rating for Carroll County for citizens, because it's going to raise prices for the government, and that's going to fall to the citizens. So again, we've seen how a businessman, not a politician, has done on the national scale, so I would like to see that on the state level.
Yeah,
so
precisely.
Great point. All right, it's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines, and once again with the update, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. A 16-year-old from Laurel is charged with auto manslaughter and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle in connection with a deadly stolen car crash in Howard County last week. The teen was taken to a hospital after the four-vehicle crash on Guilford Avenue claimed the life of a 69-year-old woman, Bonnie Griffith. That was last week. Police say four juvenile suspects bailed out of the stolen vehicle after the crash, and while three escaped, the 16-year-old who had been charged was injured and taken to shock trauma. Attorney General Anthony Brown says an independent audit of the Maryland Office of the Chief Medical Examiner has found a number of misclassified deaths. The report identified 36 of 87 deaths originally classified as undetermined, accidental, or natural that should have been ruled as homicides. In addition, deaths involving black individuals and law enforcement restraint were significantly fewer and less likely to be ruled as homicides. Auditors also found that systemic deficiencies regarding autopsies, including missing photographs, incomplete incident reports, and inconsistent acknowledgement of restraint-related injuries, existed in the records. Brown says that the findings highlight the need for real reform, adding that Marylanders deserve a system rooted in fairness, transparency, and accountability. Arabella County officials say a cyber incident earlier this year has been confirmed as a ransomware attack. County became aware of suspicious activity affecting certain systems within its computer network in February and immediately launched an investigation to determine the nature and scope of the incident. Officials say the event may have impacted the confidentiality of information related to certain individuals who received treatment and services of the Arabella County Department of Health. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders
and remodelers
find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick three lottery number. It was a 273. Pick 4, 4242. And now at 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Very nice now on the northeast side. We had all that heavy fog earlier through that area. Now the Parkville side is in the bright sunshine. They're doing fine. The interloop at Green Spring looks good. All the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. JFX has been clear. Have not seen any major problems now through that area. So good news right now for the late ride through the area. We did have some fog earlier as well for that traffic up around the Tidings Bridge. And for right now, that looks like that may have settled down as well. And the late ride up through there with all the lanes open, just getting the car. Okay, still some fog on the bridge itself. Both sides of the bridge are clear, but right at the river at the Hayden Bridge on Route 40 and on 95, there's still some heavy fog there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's warm, it's muggy, and we've got some rain for the first part of the weekend. Scattered thunder showers today, 88. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow morning. Afternoon's dry, 88 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and cooler, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and get a $39.99 full synthetic oil change plus a free tire rotation only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Restrictions apply. Offer ends May 31st. See store for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's human nature to question yourself when things go south, and so it must be inside the Orioles clubhouse as they ponder being swept by Minnesota. For the second time in 2 weeks, Bird's bats were mute yesterday in a 4-0 loss. Ryan O'Hearn on the team's options at this point.
We have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. Can't give up. Can't give in. I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting. And there is no other option.
Nats in town tonight, first of three, with Kate Povich on the hill at 7:05. NCAA lacrosse tournament continues this weekend. The quarterfinals tomorrow in Hempstead, New York, Cornell and Richmond, followed by Princeton and Syracuse. Sunday in Annapolis, big time. Penn State and Notre Dame at noon. Maryland will take on Georgetown at 2:30 p.m. On this day in Orioles history, 59 years ago, May 16th, 1966, Hall of Famer Jim Palmer wins his first game in the major leagues, 7-5 over the Yankees, and in the process hits his first home run to boot off Jim Bouton. Palmer would go on to win 267 more games and hit two more home runs and drive in 40 more runs. And finally, Preakness 150 tomorrow, just around the corner. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 52 years, 1973. This wasn't the greatest finish in Preakness history, but it did include one of the greatest thoroughbreds.
Head of the stretch, Secretariat, 2.5. Sham under a strong left-handed whip, and he's making the run now, but it's still Secretariat holding on. Secretariat by 2 lengths. Sham driving second. There's a strong left-handed whip again by Pinkai. He goes to it time and time again, but Ronnie Turcotte has his whip put away, and Secretariat has him put away. He's beginning to draw away. It is Secretariat. He's coming to the wire. He wins it by 2.5, almost 3.
Also known as Big Red, Secretariat still holds the fastest time record in all three Triple Crown races. And his record-breaking victory in the Belmont Stakes, which he won by 31 lengths, is considered the greatest race ever run by a thoroughbred in racing history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, who you taking at the Preakness?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I was 11 years old watching Secretariat win that Triple Crown, and I didn't know the gravity of it and all that stuff. But looking back on it years later, what a what a thrill that was. Many consider him the greatest athlete in sports history.
Standard Earth gravity at the time, I think, by the way.
Standard?
Yeah.
Man, you would know.
Yeah, the debate is Secretariat versus Man of War.
Man of War, right.
But again, you mentioned Sunday Silence. We were talking about that yesterday.
Great race.
Great race. People don't realize, but Sunday Silence almost died in a horrible wreck. They were shipping it back from California, and the entire I think there were four horses. They were in that. Arthur Hancock was talking about this the other day, in that the guy lost control of the trailer, and it's two horses died.
Was this after the Preakness?
This is before.
This is before the Preakness.
Before.
Gotcha.
Before the Derby.
Before the Derby. Before, okay.
No, this is years before, like a year and a half before the Derby. And he was able to come back, and the rest, as they say, is history. What an incredible comeback story for Sunday Silence. But now let's look at the field.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that. So it's not a great field.
No.
And you know what? If journalism doesn't win this race from the two post, that's got to be one of the most disappointing horses of all time.
Journalism was 8-5, break it from number two. Good speed horse. He had Goal Oriented, another speed horse at 6-1. American Promise, watch out for that Lucas horse, 15-1. Heart of Honor, Pay Billy, River Thames, Sandman at 4-1. There's another horse.
I love that name.
Clever Again and Gosger at 20-1. So what do you like there, Bruce?
I'm actually, for the trifecta, I'm choosing Sandman, then Journalism, and then Clever Again.
Okay.
Nicely done. I'm going to take, you know, Todd Pletcher's never won the Preakness.
Right.
He's got Derbies. He's got Belmonts. River Thames is his horse. I'm going with number 6 at 9-2.
Okay. I'm going to box journalism with American Promise.
I like American Promise.
Because I like a little bit of, like Lucas, you know, remember last year's Seize the Gray was the upset winner.
Mm-hmm.
Big long odds. So we'll see what happens for the Preakness back here on Monday.
I chose Clever again, mostly because of this guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's right on that.
That would imply he was clever once.
Yeah, but he's clever again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that never again. Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks. You too, Gary. All right. The One Big Beautiful Bill is in trouble. The vote was scheduled today. Well, yesterday we heard Speaker Johnson say it was canceled today. Jody Arrington saying, we'll see. And they say that because they don't have the votes.
Yeah.
In the House. They don't have votes. One of the no votes is Chip Roy, who railed against the bill yesterday.
And the Republicans aren't doing anything about that.
Yeah, well, the President of the United States, President Trump, and his Secretary of Treasury, Treasury Bessent, are doing a fantastic job. And the Secretary has laid out a objective of obviously getting our deficits down to 3% of GDP. Through strong economic growth, through the tax policy that we want to extend that the President put forward, I believe that's one piece of the puzzle that we must go do. But right now, we are not going to address the key drivers of spending that will make it impossible for the President and the Secretary to achieve that objective. Bond markets are on a knife's edge. You know that, and I know that. And that is necessary for the free flow of capital to have that economic growth. If we continue to allow Medicaid to consume our budget and allow us to continue to drive that budget up so deficits go up, then we're not going to be able to achieve those objectives. Medicaid right now is now a $1 trillion higher baseline than when we came in under Biden.
That's just an amazing figure. Roy went on to say that this House reconciliation bill has got to change. He's a fiscal conservative. It increases debt by $20 trillion to over $56 trillion in 10 years. It backloads the savings, which is typical swamp, so you don't start saving till 29. Okay? Locks in place Obamacare's failing Medicaid expansion, subsidizing able-bodied over the vulnerable and likely pressuring no expansion states to expand their Medicaid, delays work requirements till after Trump is out of office, and includes a massive waiver, delays IRA subsidy repeal until after Trump, many, many other issues. This bill is in trouble. It is a horrible bill, even though, I understand Trump keeps calling it One Big Beautiful Bill because he wants to get it out there and get it into this, but right now it's a mess. Senator Ron Johnson over in the Senate is a no vote. Rand Paul's a no vote. So the margins are very slim here. Speaker Johnson, remember, no tax on Social Security?
Right.
Here's what he said about that the other day.
President Trump says no tax on Social Security. Is that going to end up in the bill, no tax on Social Security?
Yes, we're checking all the boxes. He promised no taxes on overtime, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on, for example, interest on car loans that are made in America. A number of those things are woven into this bill, and we've made all the math work so we can do that.
Yeah, but in fact, that's a lie, because we know what they've done with Social Security in the bill. You get a one time
only $4,000.
One time $4,000 tax deduction, tax credit. That's what you get. So that is not what President Trump promised. That is not what President Trump indicated he wanted out of this bill. And once again, House Republicans are a circular firing squad.
At the same time, as far as the president goes, the old political saying is, don't let the good be the enemy of the perfect. We want the perfect. If they bring forth the good, I think we should take it.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, with all of this, all this firestorm over Doge, there's no spending cuts.
Right. Not yet.
The no spending cuts.
You got to codify it.
First it was $1 trillion. Now it was at $160 billion. Now nothing. Nada. In this.
No, he said he's going to pick up the tip the next dinner.
Right. 8:43.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, a guy who has truly the shortest arms I've ever seen in my entire life.
Only in certain circumstances. Yes. They're telescopic.
It's the Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, folks. Here he is. No, Chuck.
It's Chuck. It's not Rex.
The Tyrannosaurus Chuck arms. I got it. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
All right, let me give you a little heads up here for construction. I'll mention this again when we start to wrap up over the weekend. Now, starting tonight, 795, 5 p.m. tonight. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. tonight till 5 a.m. Monday, Owings Mills Boulevard down to the Beltway. We've had delays through there before. And through the weekend, they could be a single lane only southbound through there. 95 at the Beltway in Arbutus. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Limited lanes there. And they're doing some bridge reconstruction going into Bowie on 50 westbound at 197. So all that's going to happen over the weekend. Some of that will begin tonight. Road closures around the track at Pimlico. Local traffic heads up. They'll keep Northern Parkway and Green Spring Avenue open. Probably Belvedere Avenue as well. A lot of the other streets right at the track will be closed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says warm and muggy today. Scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day today and into tonight. Today, 88. Drying out for the Preakness tomorrow, 88. And sunny on Sunday, 78. Right now, it is 72, partly cloudy in Severn. And it is 68 under partly cloudy skies in Forest Hill. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
You remember Steve Perry, the lead singer of Journey?
Yeah, of course.
He had some trouble with his voice.
Yeah.
And so he had to stop singing for a while. But he's back.
Oh, that's fun.
And in an unusual,
same range?
In an unusual, not the same range. But you can tell his voice is getting better, but it's still not 100%. Anyway, so he teams up for a duet with 92-year-old Willie Nelson. And they're singing the Journey song faithfully in the new duet.
I get the joy of
rediscovering you.
Oh, girl,
you stand
by me. And I'm forever yours.
I'm forever yours.
Faithfully.
Willie Nelson. Steve Perry in a duet.
Yeah, Perry is on the way back.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the way. Coming,
yeah, he's on the way back.
Not quite there yet, but he's
the rattle's a little wide and he's a little foggy still.
Yeah,
it's rough, man, keeping that instrument in shape like that.
It is really rough, but it's good news because I do like Steve Perry as well. Let's take a phone call here, Barbara in Baltimore.
Morning, Barbara.
Yeah, hey, I like Steve Perry, and I didn't know that. Willie Nelson was 92. It must be something to that weed thing.
Yes. 92, but for him, it feels like it's 137.
I don't know. I'm beginning to think I need to change up. But,
he's 92, but he eats like a 29-year-old.
I'm amazed. I didn't realize he was 92 years old.
Yeah.
He's in fantastic shape. But anyway, my question is this. We have watched all this fraud, waste and abuse that Elon Musk has exposed. We know that 5 million at least Social Security numbers of fraud and all the cards and the stuff that was given to illegals, all of that has stopped. Doesn't that count for something in, as far as these cuts? I don't get it. If we stop giving away all of our money,
he won't
show up right away, but it seems to me they're not figuring that into the cuts. So I don't know what Chip Roy's talking about when they say that. And I do taxes, but I'm missing something here.
Yeah, I think that the problem is, until we see the exact language of the bill, we're all kind of just, you know, groping in the dark here. But I do know the letter went out yesterday from 17 House Republicans, led by Andy Ogles of, Tennessee, demanding Speaker Johnson codify Trump's executive orders into law.
Yeah.
And he won't do it. And codify these Doge cuts into law as well. And so there are many rhinos in Congress that hate Doge, and they don't want to do it either.
So, well, you know, the thing about Republicans that's so disappointing and why I've just taken a backseat to save my money and time and not waste it with them is because of just this right now. Democrats can form a coalition around the worst things, like what they're doing right now. All of them. All the Jasmine Crockett's and all these other people. I wish they'd all do what Sheila Jackson Lee said. She said she didn't want to see President Trump in office. She'd rather be dead, and she got it. And I hate to say it, but I'm telling you.
That's grim.
She dropped dead. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
He had a heart attack and dropped.
But remember, Barbara, Democrats gave Biden his green raw deal, his infrastructure, blah blah blah, within the first 100 days. They get it done. They able to circle the wagons and marshal. We just not have learned that lesson yet.
We're going to need to get rid of Republicans. There's some of them that really do need to get primaried and out. And I don't know. It's just so sad because President Trump is doing such a magnificent job. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
He should be on the top of Mount Rushmore, on the top of the other four.
This start has been one for the ages. It's been historic, no doubt. Barbara, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Just to see if it works.
Have a great weekend.
At least try it.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, great.
Bye-bye. Coming up on 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, it's a Jake-off.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The Rob Carson Show.
You don't understand why the American people behind Donald Trump. Honestly, just shut up and sit down. You've been wrong about every single thing. If you've never gotten home from a hard day's work and you were filthy dirty, if you've never worked in a job that Americans supposedly won't do, if you've never driven a truck across the country every day your entire career, you won't get Trump. You don't understand it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:51 Friday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, of course. Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon right here. By the way, a story you should be watching for this weekend, the beginning of this coming week. The opening salvo in this has been fired by the New York Times. Their headline is, Pam Bondi sold millions in Trump media stock the day Trump imposed vast tariffs. The implication there is somehow that she has done something immoral, illegal, or untoward. Here is the deeper dive into this, if it could. Where she sold somewhere between $1 and $3 million, depending on the value of the stock at that moment, and shares in the Trump's media company on April 2. That happened the day the announcement of significant tariffs that impacted the stock market, although it only impacted it temporarily. The market's now back up substantially. Of course, that's something that the New York Times doesn't mention. But this is all because she had an agreement coming into office that she would divest herself of certain stocks, and this was one of them. It was planned as part of an ethics agreement that required her to divest from the stocks within 90 days of her swearing in. Okay, she got sworn in February. The divestiture took place in April. So, okay, 90 days. You're about at the end of the 90 days. It's time you got to sell it. So the stock sale had virtually no effect on her overall finances. She apparently has a lot of money. It came at a time when his media stock went through some volatility due to the tariff news. And again, what they don't say is it's back up to where it was or slightly higher. But the attempt now is to somehow see if they can slime Pam Bondi for doing something unethical where it's only because she sold it only because she had to sell it by agreement in order to get into the job of AG. So basically, it's a sucker punch, folks. Be aware, you can see that story over the weekend and the beginning of this coming week as well. 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right, once again, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
This one area of fog is still here right at the Susquehanna Bridge on 95 at the Tidings Bridge. I don't see a lot of cars with their headlights on, so it's mostly just above the bridge itself, but it's still there. Hartford, Cecil County line, looked at the Haydom Bridge, and the fog is gone from that area. For the most part, everybody else is in good shape. Just want to go through this list again for the weekend, beginning tonight at 9 through Monday morning at 5, 795 southbound, limited lanes after Owings Mills Boulevard down to the Beltway. Saturday and Sunday, 95 southbound at the Beltway in Arbutus from 9 till 5 there. They're doing some work. They're doing some bridge reconstruction as you're going into Bowie. Some limited lanes westbound Route 50 at the bridge at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says warm and muggy and maybe some scattered showers. We got some rain activity in the area here maybe in the next couple of hours or so. But 88, and then that rain should clear out overnight. Tomorrow looks to be a dry day for the Preakness, 88 for the high. And then Sunday, sunny and cooler, and 78 for Sunday. Right now we're 72, mostly cloudy in Ellicott City, and 71 in Reisterstown. Yeah. Kim Klasick live coming up next.
Yeah, by the way, on Monday, Kim, the high is only supposed to be about 37 degrees.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Don't play those kind of games, Bruce. I don't need that negativity in my life. Happy Black Eyed Susan Day to you both.
Thank you,
Susan. Yes, indeed.
See, a lot of people already posting pictures. I love the fashion on the Freak this weekend. Beyond that...
We're all about that here.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Who needs quantum computing in the FBI headquarters when you have entry-level positions at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Could you believe that they had that press conference? I'm sure it was already scheduled, right, before we lost the AAA bond rating.
Right.
But would you still go through with it the very next day and avoid the questions when reporters are trying to ask you about the bond rating?
I think that's a great question. I also think it's amazing how you blame Trump for bad economic news, but you don't give him any credit for the good economic news for McDonald's winning great jobs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm floored that they still did that without even acknowledging the bond rating. I mean, he talked about it a little bit during his speech because I watched the press conference, but he did not stay to answer any questions.
Right.
I think I saw Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45.
Yes, she was there.
Yeah, literally chasing him out the door, trying to ask one question.
He called it a regional downgrade.
Oh, right, the DMV.
Right.
Yeah.
But Virginia's fine.
Virginia doesn't have this problem.
Apparently they're not this region.
Yeah, I love his hand motions always, because he goes, regional. He should have been a meteorologist. He missed his calling. That's what he should have been.
By the way, chuckle out of this, the meteorologist over on Channel 45 is about 93 weeks pregnant.
I saw her.
They work in front of a green screen, and I've been waiting for this to happen. She just backed out of the picture, but not quite.
Yeah, the belly's still there. Yeah, I did see that. I did. Of course, I also saw what James Comey posted online yesterday in huge trouble. I saw, and I don't know if that was confirmed, but I saw that he was already receiving a visit from federal agents that quickly. I don't know if you guys saw the same thing.
I saw Secret Service, FBI, DHS all saying they're investigating, so I don't know if there's been an actual visit yet. But
okay.
But they all said that they're going to look into it.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised he was even pretending to be dumbfounded that he didn't know what 86 meant.
Yeah.
His force, 8647.
Look, he knows what it means. He knows it's a gray area. He knows that, again, this will make him a darling of the left. He's got another book deal.
He just happened to see this on his morning walk.
Yeah.
You guys are such cynics. He just happened to see it. He has
idea. I could barely read his post explaining it. It looked like he'd been day drinking or something, because it was hard to read.
Right.
Did you guys?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, who wrote this? Like, things were backwards. Anyways, we'll continue to watch that and also talk about it. And then we finally have some information on the teen involved in that collision in Howard County to kill Bonnie Griffith.
So we know it's a male, and we know he's 16.
He's from Laurel.
So, but do you have anything outside of that?
I don't. But at least we saw the charges.
Well, that's probably the
not going to be
all we're
going to
get too.
You think so? We're not going to get anything further?
Will he try it as an adult?
No.
No.
Well, but those charges.
No.
No.
No, it's not considered a violent offense.
Really? Yeah. Murder is not considered
a
violent offense.
Well, it's manslaughter. Yeah, it's manslaughter. There was no...
So what, there's nonviolent manslaughter now.
Right.
As a teenager, it's different.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all that more. Oh, also, State's Attorney Ivan Bates will join us on Monday.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yes. Good one.
We'll talk about these things.
Guys, stay tuned for that. Kim Klasick, up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. We'll be tuned in to Kim. All right, Law Officer Michael A. Freeman wanted me to remind you that, again, the serious accidents that result in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. And the best, in my humble opinion, I've seen it up close and personal with my own family. I've seen it with friends, listeners here on WCBM. Michael, Marcia Friedman, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, and the entire firm puts your recovery priority number one, that you get better and recover from your injuries. And you can't do that, really, if you're stressed out about dealing with the insurance companies or finding doctors or worrying about how you're going to pay for this, and if your car's been totaled, and you had all these very complex minefield of issues that you got to deal with. That's where Michael really shines. It's why, over the last decade or so, every year, top 10 personal injury law firms here in the state of Maryland, they've done it again. And so check out their website, maflaw.com. It's informative, it's helpful, and you can download the Personal Injury Assistant app there to help you as well, or you can give them a call if you ever need them. Hopefully you don't. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, maflaw.com. I am off on Monday and back on Tuesday, but Bruce and company will be here.
We'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Have a great three-day weekend. And, folks, I'll see you bright and early Monday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 6.